two. Now, this is part of the Mangalacharana, the invocation. This is invocation of it. He is a devotee of Lord Vishnu and knows about her, that she is a Shama woman, has a blackish body. Rigveda is her body, Yajurveda is her mind, Transcendental Atharva Veda is her life air, ritual is her hands. She's described by the Puranas, her joy is imperishable. She's the butter of eternal transcendental mellows. She is unlimited. She gives the enjoyment of unlimited transcendental mellows. She is devoted to Lord Vishnu. She is Lord Vishnu's beloved. She destroys the cycle of birth and death. She destroys the sins of those who see her. She saves those who touch her. She removes the diseases of those who salute her with respect. This is also mentioned by Rupa Goswami. Roganam Avivandita. Those who offer prayers to her, their diseases are destroyed. It's interesting. It says here, destroys the sins. He removes the sins of those who salute her with respect. Probably I'm going to comment that, mention that. Roganam Avivandita. I'll mention that. She saves those who touch her. She cancels the death of those who serve her. She removes the misfortune of those who use her leaves in the worship of the Supreme Lord. Misfortune. Everybody has got some bad aspects of our karma. Kukarma, it's called. You know, some bad reactions. She destroys that. She gives wisdom to those who eat her leaves. Some devotees say that you shouldn't touch Tulsi with your tongue, with your teeth. Here it is. You can. I sent this to a devotee who asked my sannyas guru, his spiritual master, this question, and his spiritual master threw it to me. And then I was talking to that devotee in the lecture. That's not logical. Come on. How are you supposed to eat the Mahaprasad subject from the deity and that's okay to chew that? And it's not okay to chew Tulsi. It's illogical, you know? But here I got the Sanskrit proof. So I sent it to him. And he was very happy to get it. She destroys the poverty of those who circumambulate her. She smashes the greatest sins of those who smear the soil from her roots over their bodies, as tilak or otherwise. She destroys the internal impurity of those who become satisfied by smelling her. We always were taught that the smell of Tulsi is satisfying, in concentrated Tulsi in their greenhouse, but that you should not try to enjoy that smell. That smell belongs to Krishna. But it says she destroys the internal impurity of those who become satisfied by smelling her. It says, in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:51, 53:51, Rukmini Devi is described as Shama. In this regard, Vishnu Chakravarti quotes in his commentary the following words to describe this kind of woman: Shita Kali Bhavet Ushno Ushna Kali Tushitala Stano Tu Su Kantino Yasya Shashama Parikirtita. A woman is called Shama when her breasts are very firm, when someone in her presence feel warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Now this here, this is the old edition. In one section of this, they actually remove this portion right here. The following Puranas are known to describe Tulsi Devi: Padma Purana, Brahma Vivarta, Bhavishya, Bhagavat, Shiva, Skanda, Garga Samhita. So, Namaswam, my translator boy, said, "Wow, this is interesting because at least it tells us where we can find more." Find more information. Vaishnavi can be translated as one of belonging to Lord Vishnu, the energy of Lord Vishnu. Pratha na chandyat, drishva pradakshinam kuryat, yam nashprashyat, parvani na vichinvit, yari vichinvati, sa Vishnu ha bhavati. One should not whimsically cut a tulsi plant. Upon seeing her, one should circumambulate her. Whom one should not hurt. One should not part her joints. If one does part her joints, by that he hurts Lord Vishnu. There's actually a pramanam in the Padma Purana that if you, which is quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas, that if you break a branch, you know, accidentally when collecting tulsi leaves or something, then Lord Vishnu's heart feels pain as if you threw a spear at it. It's described. Usually the word sprishet would mean he should touch. It doesn't make much sense here because it's stated above that she is sparshanat pavani, she saves those who touch her. Therefore, here a more specific meaning of this verb is used: to touch so as to hurt, to injure as to harm. Now, here's an offering of Tulsi when you're offering her in fire. Swaha The wife of Agni is the deliverer of the item. They're putting some grains or ghee in the fire and using Swaha. Swaha is the wife of Agni, which delivers the item to the fire, which goes to Vishnu. That's the idea. So, Sri Tulasyai Swaha, Vishnu Priyayai Swaha, Amritayai Swaha. Blessings to Tulsi Devi, blessings to her, dear Lord Vishnu, blessings to her, immortal. Now, here is a Gayatri for those who worship her. Sri Tulasyai Vidmihi Vishnu Priyaya Dimihi Tanno Amrita Prachodayat. Let us understand Tulsi Devi, let us meditate on her as dear to Lord Vishnu. May she, the immortal goddess, inspire us. Text 1. See, that was the Mangala Acharana. Text 1. Amrite Amrita Rupa Si Amrita Tvaya Pradayani Tvam Mam Udara Samsarat Kira Sagara Kanyake. O demigoddess, your form is eternal. You are able to bestow immortality to others. Please lift me from the ocean of material existence, O daughter of the milk ocean. Sri Sakhi Tvam Sada Anande Mukundasya Sada Priye Varada Bhaya Hastabhyam Mam Vilokaya Durlabe. O friend of Lakshmi, O eternal blissful one, you are always dear to Lord Mukunda. You are difficult to obtain. Please watch over me with your generous hands bestowing fearlessness. Durlabhe, difficult to attain. Even if you attain her form as a Tulsi plant, do you actually attain the deity? That's, you know, it's questionable, you know? It's like that. I can see that in this case. I'm really interested to find out, you know, like the qualifications for somebody, basically on her magnanimity of destroying diseases, of wanting to liberate and purify any jiva. Basically, I just think it's anybody. Really. Oh, another thing you gotta do. You gotta go to the room, and there's a. You've gotta go to the room, and that windowsill, there's some Tulsi seeds. You gotta get some scotch tape. And in the bottom of the seeds, just bring it here, I'll show you how to do it. In the bottom of each seed pod can house four seeds, but sometimes they fall out. Mm-hmm. Take a piece of scotch tape and put one seed in and fold it over on itself, you know? Fold it over itself. This way the seed is, you can see one seed in it. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do. I want to pack it up and give it to people. Bring some scissors and come on. Okay. So, this is going to be, what is the tatra adhikara, what is the qualification of serving her? My god sister, Devi Shakti in Vrindavan, stated that Prabhupada commented that Brahmin should serve her in Vrindavan. Second initiated devotees. But basically they let anybody, they basically have anybody serve her. The problem with that is most of the time she's at the, although she's the wife of the deities, and probably should get quite a high priority, considering that she can help you obtain the deities faster than anybody. She can give you liberation faster than anybody. She can fulfill your desires faster than anybody. You would think that she would have a higher priority in the architecture of things. Unfortunately, in the preaching scheme of things, she actually does wonderful preaching. She actually can purify people from scratch. I'm convinced that she's a wonderful thing to give to new devotees, to new people as part of bhakti raksha programs or part of, you know, namahatta cultivation. Basically, and I did it in England when I was traveling around Preston, Leeds, Sheffield, Liverpool. You know, and people said, people are brand new. I don't care, you know. And I would just like, I would tell them, like what we're doing tomorrow, I'll show them the ebook, tell them how to take care of her, like that. Unfortunately, at the time, I didn't have Tulsi seeds. Now I just sent Thomas to go get some seeds to try to put them in scotch tape. You know, like this, to try to pass it out to devotees.
So you can sow our own seed?
Yeah. You can sow your own seed if you're ready to spend the money on a lamp. The problem it is that most devotees don't, they would like to grow her, but they're not ready to spend the money to take care of her. That's the problem. You know, I advocate lamps. When you're in the northern climate like this, you have sun very less. Sun is extra. The lamp should probably be on 15 hours a day to 18 hours a day, artificial lamp. So, if you've got a good lamp.
Even if the plant is into the sun side?
No, the sun, see the thing about it is, look, in the summertime you can take her outside, but if taking her outside runs a risk. You see, you can get bugs. All right, if you have the window, but the thing about it is, then you turn the lamps off. How much sunlight are you going to get? 4 hours? Yeah, so I'm talking about 15 hours in addition to the 4 hours.
Yes.
Right, from 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock, your light meter turns it off. Okay, then you got sunlight streaming through the window, if it's an eastern window, that is. If it's a southern window, a northern window, a western window, forget it. You know, forget it. Like I asked one devotee in Swansea, he said, I'd like to have Tulsi here. Well, what kind of window do you want? Do you have an eastern facing window? He said, no. And I said, well, then just stick her anywhere that, do you have a western facing window? No. Well, then just stick her wherever it's best for the house. And they'll use a metal Halliday lamp, like the street lamps. He says, they got lamps at this cheesecake factory. He said, they take 3 to 5 minutes to turn on. They're metal Halliday lamps. Really bright metal Halliday lamps. They're like street lamps. They're monsters. Each lamp is this big, you know? That's a lamp. That's 400 watts to 1,000 watts. That's a lamp. Super bright. Your kids won't like it. That's why you put the greenhouse plastic. It's black on the outside for your eyes and white on the inside to reflect the light. Yeah, it's cool. And it's cheap plastic. Not much, you know? In Estonia, Tallinn, where they used a metal Halliday lamp, super bright, must have been a god, 2,000 watt, something like that, monster, you know, from the street, or I don't know where they got it, but it was a monster, and it was so bright in the pujari room, eyes could not handle it, so I told them, get that plastic, which they did, and they put it up, and look, no problem, you know, because it's black on the outside, you know, and it doesn't bother your eyes. But it's nice on the inside, you know. If you've got a lamp, then they should have a Tulsi. If they're not ready to spend the money on the lamp, forget it, you know. I'll show you some pictures of lamps.
Here. The temperature, only the light and the temperature.
Here, this is the temperature is 23 to 25 centigrade. If a man can go in her area without a shirt and feel comfortable, she's comfortable. That's roughly the rule of thread. 85 centigrade. Okay, now is this clear?
Yeah.
This, yes. You need really clear tape. Because if it's not clear, then what the hell is that? And you can't see it. You need really clear scotch tape. It should be really clear. What the? Can't see it. Well, stick one seed and try it. You see what's at the bottom, you see? See, it's usually the ones that fall in the bottom. See this thing here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the corner. That's it. Each seed is like a poppy seed.
So yeah. Just one.
Yeah, just give them one. You know? Just give them one. We can give them more later, but, you know, at least one. You know? This is a bulb. This is a bulb they use in the sodium vapor lamp. Okay? This is a 600-watt sodium bulb. Not bad! You know? It's made in Belgium. I liked it because I thought, maybe it's locally available. This is made in Belgium and sold in America. You know? But, you know, if it's made in Belgium, you know, just look around, you know. Okay, another one here. What is this? Oh, this is another cool thing. One devotee in Los Angeles told me, you want a grower nicely? Learn from the marijuana growers, you know. High-pressure sodium lamp, 600 watt is the most efficient. But a 400 watt one may suit a small area. Fan running 24 hours a day if possible and oscillating. Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. Go ahead. Now you got to get another plastic bag to stick it in. Another Ziploc plastic bag. Somebody get him another Ziploc plastic bag? Anyway.
I'll get that.
If you know, ask the receptionist or something. Okay, pots, trays, choke, glory, medium. 50% potting compost, 50% perlite is a basic mix. Raise the pots and the trays with bricks or bits of wood. They don't sit in a puddle when watered. Not bad. 24-hour timer to control light periods. Can be used with a high-power switch known as a contractor or relay switch, as grow lamps can easily burn out regular timers used on their own. A pH tester detects water and nutrient feed solutions. This is why, here, let me show you this. This is the pH moisture thing, the hydroponic thing I was talking about. It's got, see this three, it's got three switches there, click, click, click. It's moisture, light, and pH. And it's 30 centimeters long. You stick that in the dirt? No speculation, sir. Because people think that they have to give her water. And the end result, they overwater their tulsi, which is a big problem. She really likes her footprint dry. And they just overwater their plants. The joke is there, the ladies will feed you to death, but they're not going to exercise for you. You know, when you have like me, probably you too, I got hypothyroidism. My thyroid is underworking. As a result, my metabolism is not good. So when you have SIDS, standard ISKCON dietary side effects, you know, you're eating this junk, and then you get fat. You can't digest it. You get fat. It's not what you're eating. It's what's getting in your veins. You know? Therefore, when you get times like Kartik or something, when you're supposed to cook for yourself, when you're not supposed to eat outside, you know, like that, that's great. The ladies can't feed you to death. You know, then you can do like wheatgrass juice or something like that. You can get healthy. For that 1 month, you can get really healthy, you know. You know, you travel around and you're trying to, you know, hey, don't feed me to death. I'm just, you know, I'd like to live, you know. You know, if you need me, don't feed me. Maharaj, what have we done, you know? Please eat, what have we done? You know? They don't understand, you know. Can you leave me alone? I'm trying to live, you know. They don't understand that, you know. They can't understand it. They can't screw it up. What's going on? Anyway, here. So, difficult to attain. Now, this is interesting. Durlabha. This Sanskrit word durlabha is interesting. I wonder if this indicates that you should not give tulsi to everybody. I wonder. If I see more pramanams suggesting that you should not hand her out to everybody, then I'll become more conservative in my idea. Basically, when I take about what she does in Garuda Purana and other places for giving liberation, helping people that are dying, you know, when I see stories of devotees that became devotees from scratch because of her, you know, when I saw that, I thought, why not give her to everybody? So basically, I don't discriminate who I give seeds to, as long as they're ready to get a lamp. If they're ready to get a lamp, then they're ready to have a tulsi. That's my opinion. And Tulsi Devi will take care of the rest. And she's not a poor girl. One girl in Cardiff says, how am I going to convince my husband of that? You know, because evidently, you know, expenditures are tight and also life. And I said, yeah, you take your Tulsi and you put a box, a donation box in front of your Tulsi. And every day you see her and you put 1 pound in it. And I said, at the end of 6 months, you got to know for your life. Yeah. 175 British pounds is what they cost because they got VAT on air out there, you know. The taxpayer dollars are paying for the, you know, the National Health Service or whatever it is. You know, so it's the same kind of thing. But she's not a poor girl. She's sampradayika. She'll give you money. It's not a problem. I noticed it. You just have to be patient. She'll do it in her own time. She'll inspire people in her own time. She'll pay for it in her own time. You know, and it's like, for example, when you do stuff like take care of the cows, they spent the last money they had in New Vrindavan on the cows in the winter. And all of a sudden, donations started pouring into the temple. You know, they didn't have a problem with that. You know, so it's like that. You know, you said, well, I don't know if we can afford it, but let's go ahead and try. And you start trying to serve it, and all of a sudden, wow, then all of a sudden you got economic opportunities knocking at your door, you know, all of a sudden. You know, gee, money's coming in different ways, you know. It's a smart thing. So this thing about Durlabha, that even if you attain her form, and not necessarily do you attain her, which means, well, it is difficult. If something is difficult to obtain, it doesn't mean you don't want it anyway. It means you have to try a little harder. So I basically take this as a positive way, that Durlabha materially she's difficult, but yet sudurlabham atma bhakto. It's not vede sudurlabham. Brahma Samhita says it's difficult to understand by the Vedas, adurlabham atma bhakto, but not difficult to obtain by the devotion of the devotee. So, you know, maybe in the material sense it may be like that. Maybe in the material sense it's difficult to obtain her. She doesn't grow everywhere. She grows wherever the devotees have love. So it's quite interesting. Third, avriksha vriksha rupa si vriksha tvam mevinashaya talos atula rupa si tulakoti nivejare. Tulsi, you're ever young. Your form is unequaled, resembled 10 million piles of gold. You have both tree and non-tree forms. Please destroy my tree like ignorance. Now, I was thinking about this word here, vriksha. Vriksha means, basically refers to a tree which is ultimately cut down. Basically refers to a, like a, you know, a plant that are useless. Not flower trees and fruit trees. You really don't want to cut them down. Trees that are big, monsters, you know, you really don't want to cut them down. Small trees that are useless, you don't mind uprooting them and putting another tree that's good, you know, like that. Or what you can do is you can take a useless tree and, you know, take it to the nursery and swap it for something good, you know. But a big tree, you just don't. But mostly, vriksha refers to trees that are good, useless wood trees that are basically going to be cut down. Now, how does it refer to her? Well, her wood is used. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it's mentioned that her wood is used for neck beads. The wood is used for offering a stick, break it up into small sticks to put in boga. You can touch tulsi wood, yeah, as an offering of tulsi, or you can invoke her name. If you don't have tulsi leaves, you can invoke her name. And when I saw that shloka quoted from Vayupurana, I thought, excellent. Here's another example when you don't have to harass her. To collect tulsi leaves, the proper time is from sunrise to noon. Her hours only, not ours. But if you need tulsi at other times, because devotees space out and they're not regulated, and they want to offer Krishna something in the weird hours. Leaves that fall from her body, you know, like that can be used. Tulsi products, old tulsi products, like this, wood, or invoke her name. Think about her and invoke her presence. And what I liked about it is I thought, well, just see. Krishna's everywhere in everyone's heart. His spouse is not. Of course she must be. So I liked it. It means that you don't have to harass her in weird hours. In strange hours. Her office hours, not ours. I liked it very much. The wood also is used, Hari Bhakti Vilas, in the old days before gas and electric stoves. It was used to cook. If you can cook for Krishna on a tulsi wood fire, Krishna really likes that preparation, Hari Bhakti Vilas says. So that's good. It means, what does that mean? Well, okay, you can take a tulsi twig and stick it in the fire. Or underneath your pot, you know, an electric stove, like that. Not bad. Now, vriksha tvam me vinashaya, my tree-like mentality, please destroy that. It's cool. Prabhu Goswami does the same thing. He offers prayers in Asadasa Chandastava 11b that the calf of my mind has entered into the ditch to drink the poisonous waters of sense gratification. O Lord of the calves, please use your stick of mercy to drag the calf of my mind back to you. So, Kripayasya Turndamaya Tamamom Tarnakapate, you know. It's similar stuff. Vrikshatvam mevinashaya, please destroy my tree-like existence. It's cool stuff. The ignorance of trees is described in Bhagavatam 4:22-33, that human society constantly thinking of how to learn money and apply it for sense gratification brings about the destruction of everyone's interest. When one becomes devoid of knowledge and devotional service, the inner space of life like those of trees and stones. Typo. Namaswar is from Belarus. So he's going to have some English typos. Probably I have to take it out, fix the bugs. Okay, next. Tameva Surasam Sevya. Tvameva mokshadayani, tvachchayam, vasalakshmis, tvanmule vishnaravyaya. You indeed are the object of worship for all the demigods, the bestower of liberation. Huh. So, Pundarikin is Tulsi Stotram we saw yesterday, referred to as moksha dayani, moksha pradatvam. She actually gives liberation. So here's another evidence of it. Here's another evidence of that. Okay? Moksha dayani, tvachchayam vasel lakshmish. This is the second shloka that I find that deals exactly about her shade. And I really thought, in the 73, I thought there was nothing better than the shade. I had personal experience about how the shade was very transformational. Tvamule vishnaravyaya, and in your root imperishable Lord Vishnu is residing. Now this is what it says. Another shloka, it says, Yanamule Saravatirthani, the holy place that takes shelter. And some devotees, they always lament, I don't have enough money to go to Vrindavan or Mayapur or like that. You know. But when you have a Tulsi in your house, all the holy places are there in your flat 365 days a year. So it's pretty cool. And I thought, look at that ordinary, stupid potting dirt. And you stick it around Tulsi's roots and all the holy places take shelter. Look at that, you know. Tamule Vishnu Avyaya. The imperishable Lord Vishnu is manifested in her roots. Pretty cool. Now, Samanta Devatak Sarva Siddha Charana Panaga Yanamule Sarva Tirthani Yanamadye Brahma Devata Yanagre Veda Shastrani Tulasi Tvam Namam Yaham. Now, this is also, I see this from Pundarik Tulsi Stotram. Tulsi Sri Sageshuve Papa Harani Punyade. He stole this too. See that second part of the line there? He stole that too. And it's Tulsi Stotram. Yesterday we showed that. I told you, there's no intellectual property rights of Sanskrit. Pundits steal happily, you know, from anywhere in the Vedas. They find it. They steal it. You know, if they like it, they steal it, you know. So, Tulsi Shishakeshabe Papaharani Punyade, he stole that, literally. Namaste Naradanate Narayana Manapriye. Stole it. Clear. So, obeisance to you, Narada Muni praises you, are dear to the mind of Lord Narayan, who are from the tears of his transcendental bliss, whose residence is in Vrindavan. Around you, the Upadeva, such the denizens of Siddhalok, Charnalok, and the celestial serpents are situated. I offer respects to that Tulsi in whose root all the place of pilgrimage in the middle of Brahma and the demigods stay. Now, this is different. There's a shloka in Padma Purana that says, Yanamule Saravatirthani, the holy places are at her roots. Yanamule Saravatirthani, Yana Agra Saravadevata. In that shloka it says, at the top of Tulsi, all the demigods are situated. Yana Madhyai Saravavedaischa, in the middle of Tulsi, all the Vedas exist. Now here, it says, Yana Madhye Brahma Devata. Pundarika is neutral. He says, Talasya Sakala Deva Vasanti Satatangajata. With Tulsi Devi, all the demigods are existing all the time. Atastam, therefore, Atastam Archaya Loke, by serving the people who serve her, Sarvan Devan Samarchaya, they will be serving the demigods at the same time. You know, one-stop shopping. He was very diplomatic. The demigods are there. He didn't say where. I had to see a Sanskrit and looked at it and go, diplomatic. I love it. You know, he didn't say where. He didn't enter into the controversy. He didn't take sides, you know, where the demigods were. You know, they're up or they're in the middle. And they said they're there. I thought, very, very diplomatic. I liked it, you know. And like I said, he stole the last two lines here. Namaste Naradanate Narayana Manapriye. He stole it. Tulasi Shishakeshabe Papahari Punyate Namaste Naradanate Narayana Manapriye. He stole that. The whole thing, he stole it. Pasted it, cut and pasted it. Exact. Those words, exact. Didn't change it, nothing. Brahmanandashu Sangyate Vrindavana Nivasani. Obeisance to you, Narada Muni praises you, dear to the mind of Lord Narayan, born from his tears of transcendental bliss, whose residence is in Vrindavan. Sarva Vayava Sampurne Amrato Panishad Rase Tvam Mam Udara Kalyani Mahapabdi Dustarat. Immortal nectar of the Upanishads, you are complete in all your parts. O virtuous one, please deliver me from the vast, dangerous ocean of great sins. Nice prayers. Very positive prayers. 10. Sarvesham abhipapanam prayaschittam tvamevahi devanam charishinam cha pitrinam tvam sada priye. Now this is interesting. Whatever you want to do, do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do, whenever you... Whatever, do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it. It's easier that way. Like you tell ladies that, yeah, whatever you want to do, just do it, you know? Then it's easier that way, you know?
And then you have to... Probably. Yeah. No, yeah. You can leave it, but then you have to bring this...
Projector back?
Closer
to us. Yeah. You can back, you can leave that as it is, and you have to back the projector up now. Not a problem. Is it focused okay?
Focus.
Now it's a little bit blurry. Should you play the focus a little bit more? Focus. Adjust the focus in the front. All right. Okay, great. Great. Now, it says, Bina, you are complete in all parts. Now, Sarvesham abhipapanam prayachitam tvamevahi. You're certainly atonement for all sins. You're always dear to the demigods, the sages, and the forefathers. By loving her, she is the all sins can be atoned for. By loving her. Prayachitam. If you've committed sin, serving her is the prayachitam. I kind of start to think that maybe I should distribute her to everybody. You know? Because unknowingly, she's going to destroy all their sins. So prayachita tumevihi basically makes her very attractive to everybody. Devanam cha rishinam cha pitranam tvam sada priye. You are very dear to the demigods, the sages, and the forefathers. So this is the meaning of Putrik's statement that, is that actually in the Padma Purana Tulsi Stava? We did it yesterday. That gayayam cha Sevinam Pitrivi Svayom. That in the religious Dharmaranya Gayayancha Sevita Pitrivi Svayom, that she is served in the religious forest of Gaya by the forefathers. So the understanding is that if the forefathers are serving her, then we should also, their descendants should also do so. That's one understanding. Here's where another Sanskrit shloka confirming that. You're dear to the sages, demigods, and the forefathers. Its understanding is that if you're dear to everybody, then you should also be dear to us. Now, this one here. Vina Sri Tulasim Vipra Pit Yepi Shraddham Pakurvate Vrita Bhavati Tat Shraddham Pitrinam No Bhagachati. If a Brahmin worships first without Tulsi, after offering it to the Supreme Lord, such worship is useless and the forefathers get no benefit from it. Regarding the statements of verses 14 through 11 through 14, it should be noted that it's an offense to offer the leaves, wood, etc. of Tulsi to anyone without first offering them to Lord Vishnu. And Hari Bhakti Valas, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami quotes from Vaya Purana. Tulsi Rahitam Apujam, I told my boy to put this in. Tulsi Rahitam Pujam Nagranti Sadahari Kastam Varspashayat Tatra No Chet Tan Namato Yajet. Tulasi Dalamadaya Yonyam Devam Prapujayat Brahmaha Sa Hi Gognascha Sa Eva Guru Talbaga. The Supreme Lord Hari never accepts anyone's worship without Tulsi. Therefore, if Tulsi leaves are not available, you can use Tulsi wood to touch to the Supreme Lord's body. If even Tulsi wood is not available, you should chant the name of Tulsi while worshipping Lord Sri Hari. If anybody worships demigods with Tulsi, they get the sin of killing a Brahmin, a cow, and enjoying the wife of his own spiritual master. Thus, one should first offer Tulsi leaves or wood to the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna is personal expansions, and then only to the forefathers, demigods, and other personalities. The turn may be that one who performs such worships assume in his meditation the worshipful personalities offer everything they get to the Lord first. In the matter of particularly the worship of the forefathers, Hari Bhakti Valas quotes from Purushottama Kanda of Skanda Purana. This is about, see, nobody does that. I was telling him, I said, the problem is that in India nowadays, nobody does Pitri Puja. But he, evidently he found this verse elsewhere. The Supreme Lord, four quotes from the Purushottama Kanda of Skanda Purana, and Adhyam Shraddha Kali too, Patitadhyar Narikshitam, Tulasi Talamishrena Saline Visinchayet, Tan Annam Suddhatvam Eti Vishnu Naivedya Mishratam, Vishnu Naivedya Seishamatu, Tasma Devam Dvijatamam. If food becomes Pinde Chaiva Visheshena Pitrinam Tritamichata, if food becomes contaminated due to being gazed on by low class people during the time of performing Shuddha ceremony, you should purify it by sprinkling water from Tulsi leaves. When food is mixed with the remnants of the Lord's food, it becomes sanctified. This is why Brahma should always be offered the remnants food. If one is serious about pleasing his food, he should offer them oblations of Mahaprasadam. Now, what I'm also going to mention here, later, quoting from Garuda Purana Sarodhara, in 8.13, it's mentioned there that Tulsi, Brahmanas, cows, and mantras don't become contaminated by being used again and again. But Shloka 14 mentions how they can become contaminated. It's kind of like a nyaya logic. It says, cows are contaminated, mantras become contaminated when you're using it to kill somebody. Brahmanas pratyabhojane, when they're eating the food which has been offered to the unembodied spirits. Somebody who just recently died before they got transferred to another body. They're called pratya, unembodied spirits. Pratya bhojane. So therefore they put these black sesame seeds, which are only usable in fire. Brown sesame seeds and white sesame seeds are edible for human beings, but the black ones are good only for fire. This is why, like in Shatila Kadashi, you take cow dung lumps mixed with black sesame seeds and you offer 108 of them into the fire for Shatila Kadashi. And you bathe with sesame seeds, you know? And you distribute sesame seed laddus, and you eat sesame seeds, and you give donations of sesame seeds, and etc. Six different things you do with sesame seeds. So, Brahmana Pratyabhojane, and mantra goes to Tulasi Niche. And mantras, cows, and Tulsi become contaminated when used for base, mundane reasons. This is why we don't use Tulsi in hair cream, you know, like that, or soap, or something like that. It's all a scam. It's a marketing scam. We don't do that. Now, the thing is this. If you make it yourself and offer it to the deity, you could use that. But then again, it becomes, when does a small-scale industry become wood? You follow me? Like, if you're making it for yourself or for your close people, then it's okay. But if you're going to open a factory, it's not okay. Well, wait a minute, you know. I mean, like, these are some discussions that we have to get into. And I'll probably have to find more pramanams about it, you know. Like this, to try to twist the intelligence, tweak the intelligence a little bit. The discrimination, you know, like that. When is a small-scale industry acceptable? You're making it for yourself or your neighbors, it's okay. But you can't do into large-scale mass production of it. It's going to be interesting. Because the karmis do it. Sure they do it. And they're fooling people. They're saying it's got Tulsi, it's nice, it's holistic, it's green, it's healthy, you know, like that. But, you know, we don't buy it. Because we want to offer her first to Vishnu. And karmis, nothing is offered in Kali Yuga to Vishnu, you know, including Tulsi. So that is a problem. So I was thinking, the medicinal qualities of Tulsi is very well known. But if you offer her to Vishnu, then it should be understood that it'll be better, more potential. That's the point. Okay, Tulasi Patram Utsritja Yari Pujam Karotivai Asri Sabhavet Puja Vishnu Priti Karinacha. If leaves of Tulsi first offered to Lord Vishnu are not used for a ceremony of worship, such worship should be considered demoniac. It doesn't please Lord Vishnu. Yeah, it should be used, a prasadam should be used, then it's I mentioned in Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter that sacrifices which are done without Shraddha, without offerings of Dakshina, without offerings of Prasadam, are considered useless in the mode of ignorance. So, yeah, different sacrifices are mentioned. Hari Bol. Maybe you should stand up. You're falling out. There was a fat devotee in Boston. My sannyas guru told me the stories about him. His name is Varnasham. Bigger than you or me, you know, like a real fat guy, okay? Big as his door, you know? I think he could open both of them, you know? This guy was really wide. His name was Varnasham. And he was so fat he had, you know, what's it called? Type 2 diabetes, adult onset diabetes, which is mostly obesity driven. And he was taking insulin and like that, you know? And he was so exhausted from Sankirtan during the marathon that, you know, like, he would try to stay awake in the Bhagavatam class and he would fall over in the class. You know, can you imagine a guy standing up and they fall over? Boom! And they hit the floor. You know, the whole floor shakes, you know, the whole building shakes. You know, big fat guy, you know, way over 150 kilos or 120 kilos or something like that, you know. Boom! You know, the whole temple room would shake, you know. Kind of funny, you know. So when somebody stands up, I remember him, you know. He left his body. What happened is there was a sannyasi that's now, his name is Bhagavad Maharaj, but he was dabbling in Ayurvedic medicine. He tried to convince this devotee to go off his insulin. And when you do that, you can, but you have to check your blood sugar on a daily basis. Unfortunately, Varney didn't. So they tried to wake him up, you know, for Mangalarti. Bernie! My coffee was gone, you know. So it's dangerous stuff, you know. It's dangerous stuff, you know, to wean somebody off of penicillin, you know, like that. They have to check their blood sugar if they're going to do that stuff. But yeah, there was a way to do it naturopathically, but slowly, one step at a time. Be very careful about it, you know. You don't do it fanatically or you know, radically, you know, like that. Funny story, you know. Barney, wake up, Barney. He wouldn't wake up. Yagyam danam japam tirtham shraddham vai devatarchanam tarpanam marjanam achanyam na kriyat tulasim bina. Interesting. By chanting the mantra and beads made of the wood of tulsi plant, Abhini Lord Hari, all purposes are fulfilled. One who doesn't know this is no better than the lotus dog eater, even if he's a brahmanam. So, tulsi wood should be offered to Lord Hari. The necessity of first offering beads made of tulsi wood, as well as the glories of wearing and chanting them, can be found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Hari Bhakti Vilas. In Padma Purana, it's stated here, persons who put, from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.212, persons who put tulsi beads on their neck, who mark 12 places of the bodies as Vishnu temples with Vishnu symbolic representations, conch, mace, and who have Vishnu tilak on their foreheads to be understood as the devotees of Lord Vishnu in this world. Their presence makes the world purified. Anywhere they remain, they make that place as good as Vaikuntha. Skanda Purana stated, persons who are decorated with tilak gopi chandan, which is produced in certain quarters of Vrindavan, who mark their bodies all over with the holy names of the Lord, whose necks and breasts are their tulsi beads, and never approached by the Yamadutas. 1.2.123. Elsewhere in Skanda Purana, it's stated, beads made of lotus seeds, yeah, I like this shloka. Beads made of lotus seeds award one perfection the chanting of the Gopal mantra. Beads made of amalaki fruits are considered to empower one with all kinds of mystic perfections. Beads made of tulsi wood award one liberation from material bondage. Hari Bhaktivilas, pretty cool. I specifically asked him to put these in there. So these shlokas are good. Next, continuing. Ityaha Bhagavan Brahmananam Narayana Brahma Narada Sankhyadibhya Sankhadayo Vedavyasaya Vedavyasaya Shukaya Shukaya Vamadevaya Vamadevaya Munibhya Munibhyo Manubhya Prochuhu. Thus spoke the Supreme Lord Narayana to Lord Brahma, who turned and told this to Narada Muni and the four Kumaras. Four Kumaras gave to this Vedavyas, he taught it to his son Shukadev Goswami. From Shukadev Goswami, Vaman David heard it and repeated in the assembly of sages, explained it to the Manus. So, neck. One who knows is to receive the sin, relieved of the sin of killing a woman, a hero, or a Brahmin. He's also safe from the great fear of material existence and the great suffering caused by ignorance, and upon leaving this body attains Vaikuntha. This is the end of it. Iti Upanishad. Iti Tulsi Upanishad Samapta. This end of Tulsi Upanishad. This source is this. Upanishad Samagraha, containing 188 Upanishads, edited with Sanskrit introduction. It's from Motilal Banarsi Das Publishers in Delhi. Not bad. So, here's the next one. Here's the next one, right here. Tulsi Kavacham. This is what I also promised you. I got the Upanishad about a month ago, really, roughly. So this is a great pair from Brahmanda Purana. Unfortunately, my boys could not source it. They didn't see the shloka numbers. Where in the Brahmanda Purana? It says it is there. And they accept it's there, but they don't know where. So they're looking at different, they have to look at different manuscripts and play games. It'll take time, you know. We'll find it in Nag publications, maybe, I don't know. You know, she'll reveal it later on where it's from exactly. Okay? Like that. Asya Sri Tulasi Kavacha Stotra Mahamantra Sya Sri Mahadeva Rishi Anustup Chanda Sri Tulasi Deva Tamano Bishta Kamani Sarva Vityartham Japa Vinayoga. This armor of Tulsi, who is saint as Lord Shiva, written in the Anustup meter, addressed to the goddess Tulsi, being chanted for the fulfillment of all wishes of the mind. This is because of this, I thought, this is cool. Devotees need this. Like that. For mana abhishta kamani sarve. It fulfills all desires of the mind. Not bad. Jnana, we could use this, you know. Tulsi amrita janmasi saratvam keshava priya prasida varada devi vishnu priya kari sada. This is a meditation. Now, there are other shlokas in Hari Bhakti Vilas that also refer, which are good for collecting Tulsi leaves, in addition to this shloka. The first of the shloka is not bad. Saratvam keshava priya prasida varada devi vishnu priya kari sada is another pada. Another step. Tulsi, you're immortal, you're always dear to Lord Keshava. Lord Vishnu is always delighted by you. God is bestowing boons. Please be kind to me. Kavacham starts. The first was a dhyanam, a meditation mantra. The second one is the kavacham. It starts. Tulsi Sri Mahadevi Nama Pankajadharani Shiro Me Tulsi Patu Balam Patu Yasheshwari. My disciple, he put these highlighter here because he wanted his teacher to look at them. Teacher said it was all right. Now Tulsi means whose beauty is incomparable. Pankajadharani, well, of course, it means she's holder of the lotus, holder of a lotus flower. It's clear, really. Siro me Tulsi patu balam patu yasheshwini. Aparam respects the great goddess Tulsi Devi holding a lotus flower in her hand. May she protect my head. May the glorious one protect my forehead. Basically, it is. It says she protected. Pundarik said that she's protecting the moving and non-moving living entities. And I thought, yes, she does so. This stotra proves it conclusively. Maybe I'll find more. But I found this. This is good enough for now. Drisho me Padmanayana Sri Sakhi Shavane Mama. Granam tatu saganda me mukam cha sumukhi mama. May she whose eyes resemble lotuses protect my eyes. May the friend of Lakshmi Devi protect my ears. May the sweet scented one protect my nose. May the pretty faced one protect my face. 3. Jivanam me patul shubada. Jivam me patul shubada. Kantam vidyamai mama. Skandu. Kalharini patu hridayam vishnuvalabha. May the bestower of auspiciousness protect my tongue. Personification of knowledge protect my neck. May she who holds a water lily protect my shoulders. Now this is interesting here. Kalharini. One who steals the black? Kala is black. Kalharini, water lily steals the blackness? He said, the water lily steals the blackness. Kalharini. Steals the darkness? Means that, is stealing the darkness? Is it illuminating? I'm going to have to try to understand more about this. Kalharini, you know, to try to understand this more. Because it mentioned that she hails the lotus. Does she like both flowers? Both flowers are fine. Sometimes water lilies are offered to the deities and people think they're lotuses, but they're not. You know, it's like that. I've seen both. Maybe both are dear to her. It's interesting. It remains to be seen how we see different manuscripts and different evidences about this. Because if it's mentioned once, it's bound to be mentioned twice. If it's true, it's bound to be mentioned a few times. And when it's bound to be mentioned a few times, then your mind becomes stronger. Your opinion will become stronger. That's the idea. May the bestower of auspiciousness protect my tongue. Personification of knowledge protect my neck. May she who holds a water lily protect my shoulders. May Lord Vishnu's beloved protect my heart. Punyada patume madhyam navim sambhagyadayani katim kundanali patu uru narada vandita. May the bestower of the fruits, results of pious activity, protect my middle. May the giver of good fortune protect my navel. May she who wears earrings protect my hips. Now it says Kundali, who is decorated with earrings. One devotee said the Kundalini Shakti is also there. You know, so it's a play on words. For those that like that kind of meditation or that useful of bodily energies, you know, then it's a play on words. But I like the literal translation. She who is decorated with earrings protect my hips. May she who is praised by Narada Muni protects my thighs. So here it's interesting. Now will be interesting to see, because when they talk about Kundalini Shakti, one always thinks about yogis that are meditating and the Kundalini Shakti is coming in the chest. So if Kundalini Shakti is involved in the hips, then you might have a nice analogy here. You know? Huh? You might have a nice analogy here. But if the Kundalini Shakti is situated more on the chest, Vaksha, on the chest, then, you know, the analogy is not holding. Then the Kalharini, meaning the earrings, stands a stronger definition. Yeah?
Well, it's definitely situated with Muladhara Chakra, which is the
near the hips.
And also it's considered like a snake.
Yeah.
And the snake sometimes also bites the tail, so why maybe it's also the same word earring. You see, because it's like sort of
Earrings can be like snake-like?
Yeah, because the snake can bite its own tail, so then it becomes like this, you see?
Yeah, yeah. Good dude. So the Muladhara Chakra is actually on the hips area.
Yeah, and that is related to
Kundalini. It can be then. This can have a double meaning then.
Yeah, maybe.
This can have a double meaning for those that are interested. Basically, as far as I'm seeing, if you look in the double meaning then, Tulsi Rani is trying to attract the followers of different procedures, you know, to her lotus feet. Basically, like Krishna does it, he's a chit chore, he wants to steal, so he'll just use different means to steal, that's all. Whatever grabs your attention, great, hey, you know. If it turns you on, then no problem. You know, if it makes you attractive, then no problem. And that's how I see it here. You know, she's trying to appeal to different people of different procedural contemplation. That's how it is. It's a play on words. Janani Janani Patu Jange Sakala Vandita Narayana Priya Pado Sarve Gam Sarva Rakshini. May the Universal Mother protect my knees. May she was praised by all protect my shanks. May the darling of Narayana protect my feet. May she who protects everyone protect all my limbs. It's interesting. I like this. She protects everything, sarvai gum, sarvarakshini. She protects all the limbs, so therefore may she protect all the limbs. Pretty cool prayer. Sankate vishame durage, baye vade mahayahave, nityam dvi sandayo patu tulasi sarvata sada. in danger and distress and difficulty and fear and quarrel and great battle and during dawn and dusk, may Tulsi Devi invariably protect me at all times and all respects. Now, is it another play on words? Here, Durga in difficulty. Now, the other devotee quoted from Panini Ashtadhyayi, giving another definition of Durga. One definition that I know is Durga Chitti Iti Durga. You cannot cross over her, like a fort. You cannot cross over that girl. Durga Chitti Iti Durga. But he has another definition of Durga. So I'm here, the word Durga is in difficulty. Durga in difficulty. Makes sense. Durga Chitti, in difficulty traveling, in difficult going, when you're in trouble. Basically, it's when you're in trouble. Makes sense. Quite easy. May Tulsi Devi and Bharati be protect me at all times in all respects. Now this is interesting here. Tulsi Sarvata Sada is interesting. It said, Jagate Tach Characharam. She's protecting the moving and non-moving living entities at all times. Tulsi Rakshatanga Sarvam. Jagate Tach Characharam. Now it's interesting when I saw that in the Sanskrit, but basically Pundarik was saying it yesterday when we quoted it. But it's actually, I had faith in it, knowing that the pundit is going to, he wouldn't be saying anything in Sanskrit unless it's in the Vedas, so I'll probably find it later. So I accepted it on face value, but I was always curious how she's doing it. So basically this Kavacham is showing it, how she's doing it. It may not be the only thing I find about her, in terms of Kavacharas, in terms of her protection or protective abilities. Will surely be glorified elsewhere, and other mahimas about her. Ititam paramaguyam balas tulasya kavachamratam martyanam armatyartyaya mitanam abhayaya cha. Thus ends this very secret armor of Tulsi, which is like nectar. It gives immortality to mortals and fearlessness to those in fear. It's cool. Now, the rest of it describes how you use it. Mokshaya chamamukshin chunam jani nam jana yoga krit. Vashaya Vaishakama Nam Vidya Yat Vedavarinam. This protective to him bestows liberation to those seeking it, the results of Dhyana Yoga to those absorbed in meditation, authority to those who want to have power over others, and knowledge to the followers of the Vedas. Quite cool. This is basically describing where to apply it and how to apply this chanting. Javinaya Daridranam Praptinam Papashantaye Anaya Kshuditanam Cha Svargaya Svargamichatam. The armor of Tulsi provides wealth to the poor, extinction of the sins to the sinners, the food for the hungry, the passage to the heavens for those who want to go there. Text 10. Pashavyam Pashukamanam Putra Dham Putrakankshinam Rajaya Brashta Rajanam Ashantanam Chashantaye. It is beneficial for animals, for those who want to possess cattle. If you need animals, you know, like some people need horses, they need, you know, like transport animals, they need stuff. Vaishyas were, Prabhupada said, were wealthy in terms of the grains and the animals they possess. So when those who want domestic animals, so if you want domestic animals, you chant this, and it says she'll give you domestic animals. It says that, but beneficial for animals for those who want to possess cattle. It gives sons to those desirous to have sons, kingdom to those deprived of kingdom, and peace to those bereft of peace. 11. Bhaktyartam Vishnu Bhaktanam Vishnu Sarvantaradmani Chapyam Tri Varga Siddhyartam Krihasthena Visheshata. This protective hymn should be particularly chanted for developing devotion to the soul of everything Lord Vishnu by his devotees, by householders for attaining success in religious, economic development, and sense gratification. Quite useful. 12. Udhyanam Chandakiranam Upastaya Kritanjalis Tulasi Kanane Tishtan Asino Vajaperidam. Facing the sun, with folded hands, you should chant this protective hymn while standing or sitting in the forest of Tulsi. 13. Sarvan kamanavabnoti tathaiva mama sanidim mama priyakaram nityam hari bhakti vivardhanam. One of those chants, this armor gets all his desires fulfilled and also attains vicinity to me, pleases me constantly, and gets his devotion to Lord Hari increased. Lord Shiva is speaking. Okay? Lord Shiva is speaking. 14 to 15. Nasyan mrita praja nari tasya angam pramar jayat saputram labate dirga jivinam chapya roginam vandhyaya marjayat angam kushar mantrena sarakaha sapi samvatsara veda garbam datte manoharam. For a woman who bears dead children, one should clean her body by chanting this armor hymn, then she'll give birth to a long-lived and healthy son. And for a childless woman, such worshiper of this armor should cleanse her body with the mantra and kusha grass, and then she will beget a charming child within a year. So if you're ladies that have trouble giving birth to children, like that, not a bad thing. 16. Ashvate rajavasyarthi japit agni sarupa bhak Palashamuli vidyarthi tejarthi abhimukho rave. Now, this is the manuscript that he used, that he saw up in Rishikesh or Haridwar, wherever he got the manuscript, is different from the manuscript that Kartik Chandra used. And it says here, one should chant this hymn under a banyan tree for achieving kingly controlling power. Fasting, facing the fire for obtaining beauty. His manuscript says if you want beauty, you'd chant it by a pond. So we're going to have to look at different manuscripts in this case. Like this, the base of a palash tree for acquiring knowledge. Again, another typo. And facing the sun for achieving power. Ravi is the sun. You can't get away from that. No? It's quite clear. Quite clear. Palash tree is Brahma. And Saraswati Devi, who disseminates knowledge, is the consort of Lord Brahma. Also considered to be very close to Lord Vishnu as well. So, Lord Brahma is the controller of knowledge. It's described. Palash tree is Brahma. Has a big leaf, this big. And the leaves are used to make leaf plates for vratis to teet and kartik and other Purushottamadik Mahas and times like that. Garuda Purana says the leaves are very medicinal. They improve the immune system. Jagannath Das Babaji Mahasaya, if he thought somebody was waiting to get his remnants, he would eat the plate. Meaning nothing left over. Sorry, gang, you know. Interesting. When I heard that the leaf was medicinal, then I understood that what's what it meant. Oh, Jagannath Das Babaji was quite smart. Near to you. 17. Kanyarti Chandika Gehe Shatru Hatyai Grihe Mama Sri Kamo Vishnu Gehe Cha Udyane Sri Vasa Bhavet. This hymn should be chanted in a temple of goddess Chandika for begetting a daughter. Kanyarti. I like that. Good. In my temple for killing an enemy, for those desires of riches in Lord Vishnu's temple, and in a garden by a barren woman. Strivasa. Strivasa Bhavet, who's barren? One householder translated this. This householder devotee translated, if you're desirous of attracting a woman, then you should chant it in a garden. Now, this brahmachari who translated this, his mind is screwed on another way. So he said, a garden by a barren woman. So I'm going to talk to his teacher, who's a householder, who was a good brahmachari, who was a householder now, and I'm going to ask him which one is right, you know? A brahmachari's head is screwed on in another way. When you translate, the translation always goes through the prism of a translator, you see? So you see things in different perspectives, you know, like that, you know? It's interesting. It can be a distinction of manuscripts that was used, you know. what I like is this shloka here. This is the one that really pushes me to act on this stotra. This is why I really worked hard to get this for you. and for everybody else when I saw this shloka. Kim matra bahunoktena shunu sanyesha tatvataha yam yam kama vidyaya tam tam prapnota samsayam. What is the use of speaking more about this? Listen, O commander of great armies. Indeed, whatever wishes one might consider, those are fulfilled accordingly. There's no doubt about it. Don't waste any time. Why? What is the use of debating about this? Just do it. When I saw this shloka, I thought, hey, devotees need this stotram. This stotram is clear. You know? So immediately I was pushing to get it. And I was polite, nah. Sure, you know, let your school go on. When you get free time, nah. Because these guys Saturdays off and like that. But the other boy says, maybe you need to get on his case a little bit more. And I said, yeah, don't worry about that. You know? I told that boy disciple, you don't have to worry about dad. I'll definitely let him know. My intention is I wanted it yesterday. Come on. You know? They're in their holiday period right now. They're up in the Himalayas, you know, on the bank of the Ganga, you know, in the Himalayas on Rishikesh. Yeah. Give it to me, you know. So then he is, you know. I emailed him again today. I don't know how fast he's going to check his mail, but we'll see. I told him I was going in today. I was hoping I would get the update on the Tulsi Upanishad and stuff. He's got to revert back to his teacher. His teacher's probably in Vrindavan. You know, it's probably going to bounce the football a few days more before I get the final, you know. And when I get back to Vrindavan, of course I'll yak with Matsya, you know. Hey, is this Brahmachari got his idea correct? You know? Sri Kama Vasa. Sri Bhavet, Sri Vasa Bhavet, you know. Or is it Sri Kamo, you know? Sri Kamo. If you desire a woman, you can chant it in a garden. That's one householder said that. Another Brahmachari will translate it, if you're a barren woman, then you can chant it in a garden. That is like, sure, let all the girls of the world have a husband. I got nothing to do with it, you know. That's a Brahmachari's thing. I got nothing to do with it, you know. Let all the women have a husband. That's a great idea. As long as I'm not involved, great, you know. You know? If I had, you know, that's what a Brahmachari thinks. So it's very interesting. I'm going to have to throw this football back at Matsya. And I said, Matsya, what is this spell? You know, I'll play games with it. Don't worry, I guarantee you, you know. But in the meantime, I do pass it out anyway. You know, why should Kemata, you know, why should we think about it? You know, we might as well chant it anyway. Ah, we can fine-tune it later. Now, the translation can be fine-tuned later on. Why should that stop application? Shubhasitra sa sigra. If something is auspicious, do it immediately. Mm-hmm. We joke that if something is auspicious, we wanted it yesterday, you know. Shubhasitra sa sigra. If something is auspicious, do it immediately is the aphorism, you know. So when I saw this Kimatra Bahu Noktena, why should you speak so much about it? You know? As soon as I saw that, I thought, it's time for action, gang. You know? It's time for action now. I like this. Kimatra Bahu Noktena. Shunu Sanyesa Tatvataha. Why should there be so much talk about this? Oh, listen to you, who are the commander of armies. Sanyesha Tattvataha. Skanda was conceived for the purpose of the demigods having a commander in chief. And it says here, whatever you wish, whatever you've got, you can get this by this. Now, asamsayam, don't doubt it. I like that. This is a very underlining thing. Asamsayam is, you can get it for sure. Don't doubt it. Just do it. Shiva is telling his son, Kartikeya, don't doubt it. Whatever you want in your mind, you can surely get it without a shadow of a doubt. If you really wanted to be heavy, you could probably say na sangshaya, but tam tam prap no asamshayam. It'll be interesting. I have to yak with Matsya of the teacher. Why they didn't say na sangshayam or something like that to make it even stronger? Maybe it wouldn't fit in the meter? I don't know. I got to yak with the Sanskrit teacher to find out more about it. 19 through 20. Mama gehe gatastam tu tarakasya vedechaya japan stotram chakavacham tulasi gatamanasa mandala tarakam hanta bhavishyasi na sangshaya. You, Also, as you intend to kill the demon Taraka, should go to my temple and chant this protective hymn, fixing your mind on Tulsi Devi. Thus, after 40 days, you will undoubtedly become the killer of Tarakasura. Now, the other translator, Kartik Chandra, described why mandalat, which is one definition of mandalat is a circle, but another mandalat in Tamil language and in Malayalam, which is 90% Sanskrit. And in Telugu also, mandala is translated as 40 days. So why is it? And 40 days, Ardha mandala in Ayurvedic medicine is 20 days. So mandala is 40 days treatment. Ardha mandalam is 20 days treatment. Like that. So that was descriptions. So he was describing about it. In Ayurveda, Ardha mandalam is considered 20 days, so mandalam is 40. It makes sense. So it says here, he took out the commentary. Before in the previous one, he says, this is clear. He had said it before that you can fulfill your desires, and he underlined it again to his son. Now get out of here and go to my temple and chant this mantra for 40 days. Surely you'll kill Tarakasura. And he did. Now Tarakasura, Taraka means star, so he was a very subtle demon. There had a lot of subtle potencies, mystic potencies. And it was described that before he got this armor, he was despondent and was worn down by that fighting with that demon. So obviously Taraka, Skanda, Kartikeya did it. And I was talking with the other devotees, they said that it's called Skanda Shashti. It happens in the Kartik month in the Tamil calendar. And it's happened on the seventh day of the Kartik month. Is when, and Kartik is considered auspicious, as you all know. It's an auspicious devotional month. So that probably also had something to do, you know, malefic for Tarakasura in that sense. And I have to find out more why, you know, Skanda Shashti was so important. Initially, the logic of it is that because Kartik is so auspicious as a devotional month, it was inauspicious for the demons, you know? It was not good for the demon. So when Skanda challenged him after chanting it for 40 days, you know? And then it also, in order to get more background of this stotram, when did Shiva give it to him? If he chanted it for 40 days and then he attacked him, how long in the Shiva Puranam or Skanda Puranam does it describe about the fight between Kartikeya and Taraka, how long it took? I don't know, you know? How long did the fight take, you know, before Skanda was victorious? You know, when did Lord Shiva give this stotram to him? You know, like that. We'll have to figure it all out, you know. In order to understand more about Skanda Shashti. But it'll be interesting to describe it. I got some more work, as I'm just telling you, what more work I have to do to research, to try to understand more about this from the Tamil perspective and from other devotees' perspective. Yes, Prabhu? Hey, don't worry about it. Sannyasa is the most munificent of those with hard drives. We pass it out. One devotee gave me a thumb drive, a 2 gigabyte thumb drive, and he just emailed me because he didn't see me during Rath Yatra, and he found out the next day, oh, Swami's gone, you know, because Ayaram Gayaram, you know, we're supposed to go, you know. So I jumped in the train and I went on the 13th morning and I came here, you know, like that in the evening. You know, after 15 hours or whatever, 12 hours of traveling, lovely, you know, like that. So he wrote me an email. He said, hey, what about that thumb drive? And I said, don't worry about it. Just give me an address where I can post it to, you know. I'll fill it up and post it to you. No sweat, you know. I'll let him do it, you know. Mm-hmm. So we get these things. I've got about with photos. See, I did give a lot of stuff in Swansea to the boys. It was about 300 megs. Solid, now including the Tulsi book and stuff like that, including my shrine. Oh, I didn't show my shrine, guys. We should show the shrine. Let's have fun. Let's show the shrine. Where's the shrine? Why is this on there? Let's see. Let me turn on the shrine. This one here, this VLC is a more stable program. More stable. Yeah, this is my Tulsi shrine. Yeah. She did it. This design was made by a girl from Bali, an architect from Bali. This was going to be the third temple that I started in Bali. But I decided to first do it in Vrindavan because I was going to do stained glass panels. And it cost an awful lot. Really. I'm just now finishing it. Stained glass panels cost an awful lot, but I knew that I'm going to have copycats, so I better do it right. So I didn't hesitate to spend money for her. I spent 32 G's. She just stole it, like all my ticket reimbursement money and stuff. She just stole it, you know. And because if she's the mother of the universe, and if you want to be putra tvam, if you wanted to be a child, then children don't flinch for their mother. You know, you just spend the money. Whatever mother happens to anything, it's no problem. And it's just basically, so these are different pictures here. This is when Radha Krishna, when Vrindadevi makes fruit plates for Radha Krishna. And then, now this is the only big panel that was available. When Vrindadevi teaches the girl, the parrots to chirp when the divine couple are in the kunj is asleep. She teaches them to wake up. This is when she's giving sannyas cloth to Krishna as a disguise. There's a mantra there from Gadayagiri about that. In the cottage in Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned, she makes fruit plates. This is Mukunda Das, Vrindadevi's manifestation in Gauranga Leela. I put these screens in order to keep the monkeys out. Then we decorated and we put grapevines in it and grape leaves and all types of stuff. Huh? It's in the Goshala, in the Samadhi Gardens area. Next thing is the garden. After I spent this, I realized that I have enough to do the garden. I'll be able to do the garden. Not that I've got the money to do the garden, but she'll help me do the garden. And I haven't the foggiest idea. I got some general ideas. But the placement of divine trees, I've got some ideas. She'll do it. And the next thing is to pass it all out in temperate climates. So I did this basically to keep the monkeys out and stuff, and I put the stained glass panels and then what up top, this is the old one. I'm going to get another one, a 3D one. The pictures have already been taken of the shrine and they're going to piece it together in 3D format. And I asked about it. See, these are just ordinary stupid balls that were soldered and we painted them up, you know. You got green grapes, you got black grapes, you got red grapes, you know. we put all this stuff. There are three shlokas on the pot, too. From Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, which is actually meant for Tulsi Manjari, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's guru in the form of a manjari. And Matsyavachara said, I read 100 shlokas, said it's definitely for Tulsi Manjari. But in Bhav Seva, I just changed the last shloka to show that in Bhav Seva for Tulsi Devi. So when Matsyavachara said, it's definitely for Tulsi Manjari, Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, I said, hey, it's time to be truthful. You know, so when I put the band around, and I mentioned these were done in Bhav Seva. For Bhav Seva, we did that. See, that's what it's mentioned there in the pot. This is in January. This was taken in January using somebody's mobile phone. My disciple Dhameshwar's mobile phone. He was the one who did the Tulsi Upanishad and like that. It's his phone. I got another one too. It's also all right, but something, you know. And I'll get a better one. So don't worry about it. She's sampat pradayake. She may not give it immediately, but she'll give it. Whatever you spend for her in lights, facility for your house, don't worry about it. She'll pay it back. You know, she just wants to test your resolve. It's an external symptom of your internal cultivation. What is your motivation? You just don't scrimp when it comes to God. I don't scrimp for my deities. They'd steal everything, you know. I don't care. Steal the money, steal whatever, steal the hearts of everybody. I don't care, you know. I don't mind. Because Krishna's a chitchor. He wants to steal. Help him steal, man. Don't worry. He'll pay for it, you know. Help him steal. He'll pay for it, you know. That's all. He'll let you join the stealing party, you know. In the spiritual world, he's got a stealing party, and they help him steal, you know. So I distribute Tulsi to anybody who will get lamps, who will take care of her, really. Now, when I looked at the Tulsi house, it looks like about one half of the plants are basal. Basically, What do? Well, the basil got to go to the other greenhouse, that other half-moon greenhouse and stuff like that. Or another thing I really suggest for here, probably you should have a half-moon Quonset greenhouse next to the kitchen. Yeah. And then, you know, and then you warm it up, you know, from air from the kitchen or whatever, you know, like that. You put in a heater, whatever you got to do, you know, like this. But this way, the ladies that work in the kitchen, or anybody, servants in the kitchen, you got your herb garden right outside the kitchen door. You got your herb garden right outside. You got your basil, you've got your chilies, you've got your dunya, you've got, you know, now you can test it. If it can actually work for 10 months, I don't know how much, you know, the normal growing season is what? 4 months, 5 months? What do you got? What do you got here? You got from what? April to October? What do you got for the process?
Yes.
April to October, right?
Yes.
Okay, then April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Okay, you've got 7 months.
Not for all the plants, but...
Yeah! But what I'm saying is if you put plastic, you'll get a month and a half before and after. So you get 3 months more. Okay, so 7. So plus 3. You've got 10. For turmeric, which is really good, it's the same family as ginger.
Yes.
It needs 10 months, which means after you establish and you could also stick in the ground, if you got beds there, you could stick your marigolds and stuff like that. The deities could have marigolds. You could hang them everywhere and stuff them everywhere and stuff like that, you know. And you could also get... Marigolds are very hardy. They can take cold. So if it's not so warm in there, you know, then, you know, maybe marigolds wouldn't be a bad flower for the deities, you see? Dabs are the first flower that come right out of the snow. They poke right out of the snow, daffodils. They got a fragrant daffodil. It's called gardenia daffodil. Really cool. So there's some tricks. See, if you have a half-moon greenhouse thing right outside your kitchen door, then you can get all types of stuff for the deities. And then after a couple of years, you can tell what you can get away with, what you can't get away with, you know, like that. You follow. Then you can put asparagus, you know, like Swiss chard. These things are perennial. They come every year. Asparagus, Swiss chard, you'll get every single year. And then you can have stuff like marigold. They're tough. You know, they can tolerate a lot of cold and other stuff, you know, as long as they're freeze. You know, they can tolerate a lot of stuff, you know. So you see what you can get away with. You can see it. Then harvesting rainwater, you know, and take a stupid solar panel to heat it, keep it warm, and all types of garbage. You know, you guys can have fun. You know, it's natural stuff. But it's like every cook's dream is to have your own herb garden right outside the kitchen door. You get your own stuff right away. So all the basil plants can go there. Yeah. You know. In the meantime, now they'll stick them, you know, far away down the Rhine. But I'm saying before the frost hits, bring them back to your own herb garden, right next. Because basil is pasta pria. It's good for your pasta. It's good for your pizza. It's good for your salads. It's good for your. It's a garnish. Nah, you just stick it on the top. Just cut it up and tap, you know, throw it right in. You know. But it's not. It's not Vishnu pria. It's not tulsi. Sorry, gang. No. So I went. I saw at least half of the plants.
Yes.
There. The lights are lousy. The lights are on the ceiling. Useless, man. The lights should be close to her, you know? Lights are really good.
The lamps itself, because we bought these lamps, are meant to stimulate the growth.
Yeah! But the bottom line is they're too far away.
Yes.
Just call some guy from the local...
Well, we are happy here, all technicians.
I'm just saying, from the local botanical garden... The guy, the hot houses that are growing plants to make money, you know, the growers and roses for the winter and stuff like that,
yes,
to make money. Those guys, the lights, climate, water, nutrition, everything is important because their bottom line is dependent on it. You know, their business is dependent on it. Get one of those guys to come and check out your show. Take lights, take photographs and show them, hey Jack, what do you think it is? Mm-hmm. Oh man, do this, do that, do this. Want to see what we do? Yeah, well come on, check our show out, you know, and they'll come and show you. Where do I get that? Well, you can get that here at this place and that place, at a place and stuff, you know? Like this. Then you just make a budget for it. Or you can advertise to your congregation, hey, anybody want to help Tulsa Devi? Can anybody give 100 pounds to do that, 100 euros to do that? I just added up here, we need 2,000 euros to fix up Tulsa's house. And blah, 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 blah. Not a problem. You follow? These are some ideas. Mm-hmm. There's some very practical ideas.
When I came to
Belgium,
I saw Tulsi Devi, and I was thinking, I've never seen such big leaves.
It ain't. That's basil. Basil is very thick leaf. Yeah. It has sharp ridges on the end. The calyx is about this long. The flower calyx is about this long. Yeah. Thick, woody stems. Sorry, game. Awesome. It's basil. It's impossible.
So somehow the seeds must have got mixed up.
Yeah. Hey, we see an imposter. Yeah. That's why we got some real stuff here, you know. at least, the thing is that I didn't, you know, I assumed that the Vaishnavas who gave it to me in London are really good. I assumed them. These two are really good. Vaishnava and Vaishnavi household, a couple who handed me these seeds. So I'm assuming that these seeds are good, you know. knowing what is basil and what's not basil, you know, then I'm hoping that these are real stuff, you know. Anyway. Any other questions, gang? How are we doing? It's 7 o'clock. My God!
Extraordinary how Vrinda Devi in Down then. The place where the pujari, when he left his body, and how the care of the deity was brought to ISKCON was quite a far story.
You mean that story about Baba Madhava Das?
Yeah.
Who gave Vrindakun project?
Yes.
Yeah. He was a Telugu Babaji, disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada's godbrother. And he searched around so many people to take care of it, and everybody said the same thing. No men, no money, you know. And so then they brought it to Dinabandhu was the president of the time, so they brought it at the same time.
Beautiful time that they
did there. Let's see. Hey, this is only 7 o'clock. Hey, it's time for some more shlokas. Might as well just throw you some more stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Seeing that I got an hour and a half, you know, right? So, I got lots more stuff. I got lots more stuff, so here. Hey, I think we got to plug in our lamp. Plug the stink cord in. Okay, and we'll just flip on some other shlokas for you. Man, come on, gang. What's going on? Well, this needs to be pushed down a little bit better. See, the plug over there. Can somebody push the plug in over there? The white plug. Yeah, push it in a little better. Yeah, well, a little bit more. Push more. Yeah, okay, you got it. No, it's all right. You got it. Okay. Okay, in the meantime, back to the ranch. Let's get some other Tulsi shlokas. Tulsi shlokas. Shlokas. Here, let me blow your mind here. These are some of the things we use for the stained glass panels. Here's some of the shlokas. We thought we'd show it to you. From Vidagdha Madhava Nantakam. Vrinda, looking happily, says, with the honey of his flute music, the Supreme Lord Krishna charms the Sarabi cows. Supremely splendid staff is the scepter that establishes his role as the king of the coward boys. When you look at the picture, I thought, man, the picture looks rather dumpy comparison to the shloka, you know. Stained glass panels is not an Indian artistic preserve. It was the best they could do. When I look at it, I thought, man, that looks really dumpy in comparison to the shloka. Anyway, Vrindadevi gives Krishna saffron cloth. Krishna sang, giving up all my duties, I've accepted saffron cloth. Vrinda's beautiful temple has been dark. Shiva's given me, dark means that Radharani's got a man, she's anger. Vrindadevi's got less to do that day because Vrindadevi, because Radharani became angry with Krishna. Vrindadevi's beautiful temple has been dark. Shiva's given me the dress of a yogi sannyasi, or Radha. I have no more work in the temple of Nanda Maharaj. Instead of yellow color cloth, I'm now wearing a tiger skin dress. So, on the stained glass panels, they put Krishna as a saffron dress. So I says, well, here it says Vyagra Charma. Vyagra Charma means a tiger skin dress. So I asked one Oriya Vaishnava in the temple, I said, does it mean that later on I should change it, this panel, to show Krishna with a tiger skin dress and the top cloth, Uttariya, could be saffron? Yeah, when you get some money later on, it's not so important now, you know. But when I get more money, then yeah, I'll do it. This is from a song from the Gaudiya poetry, Chandana Sangha Gadaya Giri. That Oriya Vaishnava put this in the Devanagari for me. Next, Vrindadevi is Krishna's wife indeed. I like this panel. Iti Radaya, this is from Radha Krishnojvala Kusuma Keli Lila. What happened was, see, Radha and Krishna, this standard Don Keli Lila is going on, right? Krishna's saying, look, Kamadeva sent me, Cupid has sent me as his agent, and he's in charge of this area, and all you girls are stealing all these flowers, you know? And so you have to pay tax. And Radharani says, well, wait a minute, the whole Vrindavan belongs to us. It belonged to Vrindadevi, Vrindadevi gave it to us. How do you say that this Vrindavan belongs to you? So this is Krishna's argument right here. Said here, Iti Radhaya Sayutika Vak Piyushamatta Sri Krishna Sasmitamiha. Intoxicated by Radha's nectar logic, Krishna smiled and spoke the following words, countering to counter her argument. Vrindadevi was more charming than many goddesses of fortune as my chaste wife. I swear that it's so. If you don't believe me, ask her. The Vedas say there's not the slightest difference between husband and wife. Therefore, when the people of the three worlds proclaim that this forest bears the name Vrinda, that word Vrinda refers to us both. Then Radharani, this is also mentioned, the same panel, is all the same story, is also mentioned in Govinda Lilamrita chapter 9. So Sriji turns to Vrindadevi and goes, Vrinda, is this true? Are you married to this guy? If you were really married to this fellow Krishna, then you would blush red and run away from here. Now, Vrindadeva is a fucking diplomat. She likes Radha and she likes Krishna, and she's not going to be pushed into any corner by nobody. You know? She goes, oh, Radha, why you talk like that? The whole beauty of Vrindavan forest is a manifestation of the beauty of your lips. Why you talk like that? What does it mean? And for 10 shlokas, then she just goes on and on, you know, makan malish, in Hindi it's called, you know, it's massaging with butter, you know. Flattery, massaging with butter, you know. Makan malish means massaging with butter. So what she's doing is she's buttering up Radharani. You know, for like 10 shlokas, she's glorifying the forest of Vrindavan is beautiful because of your limbs and this and that. And Radha completely forgot her anger. That was Vrindadevi's strategy. You know, Radha should forget her anger. Pretty cool. Now, I accepted the shloka three things. First thing is because the coward boys, Krishna is their leader, and whatever our sakha says, our friend says, must be true. He's not a liar. You see? Second thing is that the shrine is dedicated to Vrindadevi. Third thing, logic I use, is because in Brahma Vavarta Purana, it mentions that Tulsi is the wife of Shalagram Shila. She may not marry Krishna in Vrindavan, but she marries Krishna, Vishnu Tattva, and in other forms. So I liked it. It was a confirmation that Vrindadevi is Krishna's wife indeed. So that's why I happily accepted that panel. And when you're in Krishna's camp, you know, our friend is right. You know. Now, in Radha's camp, it's another story. If Radha orders her friends to massage Krishna's lotus feet, they do so because of Radha's pleasure, not for Krishna's pleasure. They could care less for Krishna. If Radharani's happy, they could. That's all. You see? That's the mood. But the coward boys, our Priya Sakha, our friend Krishna is right. Whatever he says is right, you know? There's Priya Narma Sakhas like Subal as Radharani in a coward boy form. And he's very partial to the gopis, and they push Krishna to be mellow and to mediate and be kind of mellow about it. You know, like that, right? So Krishna, you know, and Ujjvala is also partial to the gopis, but he's only in the daytime. And Ujjvala, Arjuna, these are coward boys that are Priya Narmasakas. They're partial to the gopis, but they're only in the daytime. Only Subal and Madhu Mangal are allowed in the night. Only those two boys. and Ujjvala Nilamana. Only those two boys, nobody else. So they try to twist, oh, Krishna, be a little mellow with these girls, you know, give them whatever they want, you know. they try to twist Krishna to be a little diplomatic with them. It's pretty cool, actually, you know. But I like this shloka, because this proves that Vrindadevi is actually married to Krishna. Maybe not in Vrindavan, but it was Krishna's argument to Radharani. And it's mentioned in Radha Krishnutsvala Kusuma Keli Lila. And it's also mentioned in Govinda Lama, two places. So I thought, yeah, it's pretty good. It's good enough for me. So I accepted it. Next, Vrindadevi provides Radha Krishna dice games. Now, Sanat Kumara Samhita has got one kind, and Govinda Lamrtit mentions about it. There are like four shlokas there. So when they made this one, I originally wanted this panel to be in an outside panel. And when they made it for the inside panel, I got angry, but I was forced to use this one shloka because I only had room for one shloka in the panel below it. I had room for only one shloka. So I thought, I'm stuck. I'm forced to use this pramanam. Actually, in Govinda Lamrtit, they got like four shlokas, which were cool. What happened was, in the Radha Krishna and the dice games, they're at Radha Kunda. And Radharani says, this Krishna is so smart that he's always beating us. In any game we do, he's beating. Now we're going to beat him at his own game. Come on. So they got all of Radharani's girlfriends there, and we're going to play dice and we're going to beat him. You know, and the winner takes embraces and kisses, and if Krishna loses, we steal his flute, huh? We steal his flute and we steal whatever we want from Krishna, right? And that was the idea. So Vrindadevi was a mediator of it. And the coward boys were there, and Vrindadevi was there. Coward boys were Krishna on his side, and Vrindadevi was one of the gopis that were mediating with Radha's side. You know, and they were in. It's called Pash Keli Ghat, in the southern side of Shyamakunda, near the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prakrama stands, Baitak, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sitting place, right near there. It's called Pash Keli Ghat. It's on the banks of Shyamakunda, that side, where the gopis played dice with Krishna. That's where this pastime happened. It's called Pash Keli. Pash Keli is dice game. So that's what it is. So I used this shloka because I was forced to. I originally wanted this to be a big panel. The big panels cost pretty much twice as much. The big panels cost twice as much at the time. Anyway, this one here. Vrindadevi glorifying River Jamuna. Just see. It still views splendid dark waters filled with beautiful lotus flowers. The Yamuna River, the daughter of the sun god, the honored sister of Yamaraj, appears like an assembly place of great sages. From Bindagna Madhava Natrika, 540. Yamuna is very important, you know, like this. And also, glorifying Govardhan Hill. Well, Vrindadevi assists the divine couple in the cottage. From Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Krishna bathed again. After putting on dry cloth, they went to a small jeweled house where the gopi Vrinda arranged the dress in forest clothing by decorating them in fragrant flowers, green leaves, and all. The shloka is easier than the stained glass panel, to tell you frankly. I had to work to put Shushka Vastra Puridana. I had to put, you know, green leaves on their cloth. So it was kind of, it's not easy when you're dealing with stained glass. I have to tell you frankly. Vrindadevi descends in Gaurlila's Mukundadasa. Okay, here. Srimati Vrindadevi, the presiding deity of Vrindavan, appeared as Sri Mukundadasa, live in the village of Sri Kanda, who is very dear to the Lord. Kavi Karnapur Gaur Ganadish Dipika. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed all his devotees. Now please hear about Mukunda's love of Godhead. It's very deep and pure. It can only be prepared of purified gold. So I put both these shloka. Let's learn there. Let's see, what else now? Where is it now? Yeah, here it is. Took a while. So these are the shlokas that I put inside on the... It's actually not marble. Is it marble? Kind of reminds me of Kota. Could be marble. Seeing Tochi destroys all sins, touching her purifies the body. Bowing down to her destroys all sufferings. Sprinkling with her with water delivers one from death. Planting her bestows attachment to the mind of Lord Krishna. Offering her to Krishna's lotus feet bestows special liberation in the form of prema. It's quoting from Skanda. Pretty cool verse. Now, this is from also Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Those who worship auspicious deity by the nine processes, seeing, touching, meditating, glorifying, offering obeisances, praising, planting, serving, and worshiping, live in the Lord's house for 10 billion yugas. Quoted from Skanda Purana. Then, here's the shloka that I quoted about it. Six shlokas. Akadasi Vrtam Gita Gangambo Tulasi Dalam Vishnu Padambu Namani Marane Mukti Dani Cha. This is 626, 826 from Garuda Purana Sarodhara. Wherever there's a shade of the Tulsi trees, it removes the pain of. Oh, this one. Tulsi Pitipachaya Yatrastiva Patapaha Tatraiva Mananan Mukte Sarvada Dana Durlaba. Always liberation from death. Such liberation is difficult to attain by giving gifts. So these two shlokas from Garuda Purana Sarodhara I quoted. Next. Tulasi Bitapastanam Grihe Yasta Avatistate. Now this is a cool verse. Tadagriham Tirtarupam Hina Yampi Yanakinkara. The house in which the holy Tulsi tree is enshrined is like a sacred bathing place. The servants of Yamaraj cannot come to it. That's 9:7. Tulasi Manjari Yukto Yastu Pranan Vimunjati Yameshtam Nikshatam Shakto Yuktam Papa Shatayadapi. Yama is not able to see him who give up his life while having a flower of Tulsi. Prasadam. Although he has hundreds of sins. Quite, these are nice shlokas. Now, this is also about how Tulsi Dala Mukhe Kritava Tila Bardar Bhashane Mrita Naro Vishnu Puram Yati Putra Hino Pyashankshaya. The man who dies with a Tulsi leaf in his mouth upon a seed of sesame seeds and kusha grass goes to the city of Vishnu unfailingly, even if he has no son, to offer him pinda, shraddha in the future. It doesn't matter. Your liberation is not going to be dependent on your children. Pretty good. Another thing was mentioned about gifts for the dying in that chapter. I have the book. Don't read it on a Saturday night. Or, you know, on a Kadasi night, you know. You ain't going to sleep, I'm sorry, gang. You know, another one is, heavy one is Sri Parva. You want to stay up all night in a Kadasi? Read Sri Parva. It'll scare the hell out of you. You read Sri Parva, I'm sorry, gang, you won't be sleeping that night. You know? Scare the hell out of you. There's nothing. Sri Parva is when all the soldiers have been killed and Gandhari and Krishna are cavorting around, and Gandhari's like a narrator about the greatness of each soldier who's been killed on the battle. You know, and it scares the hell out of you. You read that, it's like street parva, like so heavy stuff. You read that, you won't be able to sleep that night. But this one's also, it's good, it's 4 hours. It takes you 4 hours. Garuda Purana Sarodhara is 10 chapters. Extracted essence of Garuda Purana takes you, and it scares the hell out of you, basically. It's really good. You know, it's better than any DVD movie. It scares the hell out of you, you know. Sometimes you need a good scary movie, no? You know, it's pretty good. Now, then iti sampratayadvagnam chittam tatraeva karayet srikanda tulasi kashta pala shashvada darubi. Having this prayed to the cremation fire, he who is chosen to burn should make there a funeral pyre with sandalwood, tulsi, palash, ashwata. These are 1, 2, 3, 4. These are the 3, 4 woods that are used for burning. It says here, Garuda Purana Sarodhara. Not bad. This is the shloka that I quoted before, from Vayu Purana. Pretty good, huh? Next. Oh, I quoted, I love this, naturally. This is the same one we're using, right? Nirantara nam lao kora tulasi van acharit pavitava krishna acharan. Chant Hare Krishna mantra continuously and render service to this tulsi plant by watering her and offering prayers to her. This way you will very soon get the opportunity to be sheltered at the lotus feet of Krishna. The process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a vow before a Tulsi plant has such strong spiritual potency. Simply by doing this, one can become spiritually strong. It's not bad. Let's see, what else? Here it is. This is the top. These are the panels that have been done. Now these captions I'm going to have to put outside when I get back to Vrindavan and Kartik. Rinda Devi gave me the inspiration. I was asking, how do I do that without blocking the view? And she said, do it like this. And I thought, it's a good idea. Makes sense. It's a good construction idea. You make a lotus out of cement. Put some stupid color, whatever you want. We'll put red and whatever, you know. Red, blue, something, you know, like that. Then we'll put the sheets like this, like at a slant. Metal sheets. Like this. So here it is, the first one. Queen Vrinda, both the Shruti and Smriti proclaim that Lord Murari eternally enjoys pastimes with his beloved in your forest. Knowing this, I bow down before your feet. Please be merciful to me without delay. Please make the tree of my desires quickly bear fruit. Stava mala utkalita valari. Yeah, and also I could use some shlokas from that Tulsi Kavacham also. Either one, because I've not made these yet. Inside, well, we changed this one here. This one is there. This one is there. We changed one when Krishna takes the disguise of Abhimanyu. That we changed. We swapped that for Govardhan. Okay, this is another one. Krishna, Vrinda, I desire to conquer Radha by disguising myself as beautiful, fair-complexioned girl. Please help me in this. She smiles in assent. In the doorway, I see Krishna disguised as a fair-complexioned girl. Oh, friends, she is here alone, making an earring from a peacock feather. Krishna's disguise is referred to in this lila as Nikunja Vidya Devi, the sister of Srimati Vrinda Devi. It's Vidugdha Madhava Natakam, 751 through 53. It's very neat. Srimati Vrinda Devi revealed herself to Rupa Goswami. Vrinda Devi was discovered near the bank of Brahmakunda on the Lord's order. Rupa Goswami entrusted the service of Sri Govinda and Vrinda Devi to my guru, Haridas Goswami. Vrinda Devi's feet, this is from Radha Krishna Goswami from Sadaga Dipika. Vrinda's feet are worshipped by the eyes and the other senses in the forest, beginning with Vrindavan. On her order, the trees and creepers flower both in season and out of season. I offer my obeisances to Vrinda Devi, who stays nearby Govindaji in Vrindavan. On the top of her head, she wears a jeweled crown made of beautiful jewels and cloth. On her ears, she wears brilliant golden earrings that are studded with beautiful diamonds. She also wears... Now, the other things about this beautiful golden earring studded with beautiful diamonds, one of the commanders-in-chief of Akbar's army, a Rajasthan commander-in-chief, he gave those earrings to her, to the deity. He presented the deities to this. So this is what, she wears beautiful golden earrings studded with diamonds. She wears a golden necklace, a belt, many nice garlands, bracelets, angles, and many charming ornaments. Based on this shloka, I was also using it to design the big panel that's above the Tulsi plant. It's the biggest one. It cost me a lot. That one's about probably $2,600 just for that. It's 8 foot by 8 foot, octagonal, huge picture of Vrinda Devi, you know, in stained glass above. It says here, the lotus feet of Vrinda are the most worshipable object in the whole world, and they should be served with devotion, for they destroy the dirt of Kali Yuga and fulfill all desires. What could be said of a person who worships her lotus feet? Such a person is free from all miseries and becomes eligible to reside in Vrindavan, which is rarely attained by the demigods. Vrinda Devi decorates Vrindavan from Govinda Lilamrita 6.9.11. Seeing Krishna arriving in Vrindavan, Vrinda Devi addressed all the movable and unmovable forest creatures, suffering separation from him. Oh friend, the forest, give up your dizziness of separation. Madhava, Krishna, or the spring has come. Rejoice quickly. Remind Krishna of your queen Radha by showing your attributes and make your beauty useful by facilitating Radha and Krishna's play. O vines, wake up. Trees, blossom. O deer, play around. Cuckoos, sing with the bees. Peacocks, dance happily. O parrots, recite sweet verses. Mobile and immovable living entities, rejoice. Your dear most Krishna has come to make you happy. It's a nice shloka, really, from Govinda Lilamrita 6.9.11. Vrinda Devi provides birds to chirp. Now this is the one you saw when Radha Krishna are resting at night in the groves. Seeing the dead of night, Vrinda Devi ordered her birds to waken Radhika and Madhusudan. Although from the beginning they were eager to serve by singing, the parrots remained silent on Vrinda's order. Now they joyfully surrounded the bower and started cooing. Stained glass. Vrinda Devi glorifies Govardhan Hill. This is one of the big ones. Okay? This is one of the big ones I did. Look, O friend, like Lord Shesha, Govardhan Hill has many hands and is better than Lord Shesha. For on his heads, chest, and stomach, Lord Krishna enjoys pastimes with his beloveds. Don Kali Komadi 23. At Kusum Sarovara, now because I had extra panels, see? What I did is I had 7 in the inside and 8 in the outside. So I had room for a couple extra shlokas. What am I going to do with them? So I loved that. Before, when we were thinking of only 7, then, because Damaswara gave me all these shlokas, and then I was thinking, how am I supposed to use only half of them? And then she came in the heart, she goes, use them all! And I said, all right! She came in the heart, she says, why do you got to throw half of them? Use them all! And I said, all right! So then she gave the brains how to do it. Like I said, for my mother, I'm not going to flinch. I'll spend anything for my mother. It's not a problem, you know. She just said, use them all. I said, okay. She paid for it. She did it, basically. Okay, now, so I quoted this shloka. Now, we couldn't find any other shloka. But from Vrajariti Chintamani, chapter 3, is this shloka. Kusum Sarovara, Narada Muni bathed once and became a gopi there. The lake is known as Kusum Sarovara because the many blossoming flowers destined to become gopis in the future that grow in his waters. Simply by bathing once, Kusum Sarovara, Narada Muni obtained a gopi form. This fact has directly confirmed the words of the enchanting Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vrajariti Chintamani 3:27. Jai Radha Gopinath, Lalita Vishaka, Jagannath Baladev Subhadramaya, Gornatai Tulsi Rani, Ki Joy. Okay, Tulsi Devi compared to Ganga. Now, this is the 14th, this is from that Padma Prana, Tulsi Kanda, Srishti Kanda, yesterday we did. As the Ganga which glows through the three worlds are glorified by the Shastras, Tulsi Devi is seen throughout the universe. So I use that. Let's see, I got more. These are the ones from Sankalpa Kalpa Druma. These are on the pot. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. 89 and 90 were composed as prayers to Tulsi Gopi. Tulsi is the Manjari name of Vishwanath's spiritual master, Radharaman Chakravarti. We've offered them in Bhav Seva to Tulsi Devi. Verse 102 is a prayer to Vrinda Devi, but for Bhav Seva, we've changed the last line from Sri Radhika Parijaneshu to Krishna Priyeshu Satatam Tu. There was a pundit who was in charge, who was the principal of the it's a temple in downtown Vrindavan. Sri Ranganatha Sanskrit Mahavidyalaya. Sri Ranganatha Sanskrit Mahavidyalaya, and he is the principal of it, of that school. So he, Basugosh sent me to that man. His house is on the other side of the railway station in Vrindavan. And he says, so what's the Sanskrit? And I spoke it to him, because he couldn't read the Roman. He was really, you know, like that. And he couldn't read it. Devanarani. He couldn't read it, so I told him, Sri Radhika Pare Janeshu Mamabhi Siddhyat. So what would you want? And Bhav Seva. And I said, something for Krishna and Balaram. So he goes, Sri Krishna, he said, Krishna Priyesu Satatam Tubimapi Siddhyat. So then when I asked the teacher, the Govardhan Sanskrit teacher, Guru Guru Lago Guru, you know, heavy, heavy, light, heavy, the syllables have to be. And he goes, God, the teacher must be contusted, must be right in his throat. God, he did it immediately? Sheesh. He said he must be like, you know. So the idea of having scholars, the more scholars you know, the more fun it gets, you know. He just did it. Krishna Balaram arranged it, you know, so we did it. Krishna Priyesu Tadatam Tu Mamabhi said, yet it is exactly the meter. We fit the meter here, so we were able to do it. Protect us of the moving and non-moving living entities. Your wealthy and mercy of the two divine brothers, Krishna and Balaram, were expert at relishing loving mellows. Please be merciful to me and count me among their dear associates. He Sri Tulas Uru Kripad Uru Turangani Twam Yanamurdni Me Charadam Pankaja Aradasvam Tach Chapam Up Abhibam Ambu Manak Tadiyam Yaname Manas Udayam Eti Manorato Yam. To Samadhi Tulsi Devi Celestial Ganges River of Mercies, because I once placed my head at your lotus feet, drank some drops of water, washed your lotus feet, these desires have risen to my heart. I like this. I thought, well, this is a pramanam that can be used for drinking Tulsi Charanamrit. It's very good. Of course, he's saying that it was from Radharaman Chakravarti's form. So the disciple would definitely drink the water from the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Kvaham parashakadnakrit anuviddhacheta sankalpa eshasa sa kva sadur labarte eka kripayava tavamam ajahatyupadishan yeva mantam adadat agatira gatira me. Srimati Tulsi Devi, how low I am, my heart pierced with hundreds of offenses, how exalted and difficult to attain is my aspiration. Your causeless mercy is my only hope. It's by your mercy that I am so fallen, can have these desires and my thoughts. I put these three shlokas around her pod just to remind me what my mission is in her service. And especially, it's my writing spot. The whole garden and everything is my writing spot when I quit traveling, which I'll probably happily do in 2031 with no regrets. Traveling is a trip and it's no fun. Really. And those who want to see you, let them come. No. But and the rest of the time is just forget the material world. You know, you're 75 years old. It's not a bad time to retire. You know, and just stay in the dham right under her chaya and throw the body whenever she wants. You know, and she can let it go as long as you want. You know, you live in your 90s or you live in your 80s, whatever, throw it, you know, like that. But no problem. So that's the plan. And then when I have the garden, the garden's going to be cool, and I want shlokas for each divine tree. If I can find shlokas about the divine trees, that'll be cool. Aside from where they planted in the Vastumandalam, like that, but also glories about these trees. I have some things, medicinal plants of India and Pakistan, and I got something. It's cool. It tells you what's good. And then we got to figure out how much space is needed for samadhis, you know, like that. Then we got to map it out. Then I got to figure how much space I got for growing. Then I'll see what can be put. You know, what medicinal plants, what flowering plants, like that. Then around this perimeter we'll put trees, divine trees, and then we'll put a parikrama marga to go around those divine trees and everything else, you know. The sarupa lakshana is prema, and the tusta lakshana is exercise. When you're over 50, they say, keep three things moving, mind moving, bowels moving, and body moving. And when you're 55, move it a little faster. So it's not a bad idea, you know. And the Vrindavan parikrama marga is covered now with a big, you know, asphalt road and honking cars, and it's no fun anymore, you know. Better just to have your own parikrama marga in Vrindavan around these divine trees and Tulsi, and that's enough, you know. Just forget about everything else, you know. So that's my plan. And I got a boost after spending 32 grand on her there, 16 lakhs of Indian rupees. Now I got, even if I have to spend 10 on the garden, let's say, who knows? I got faith now. She'll give it. Sure, she'll give it. She did this one, sure she can do that one. You know, I got faith in her now. Yeah, she'll surely do it. You know, I don't know how. You know, what degree? And slowly, slowly, it'll probably evolve. Slowly, the brains will probably evolve, and the helpers will probably evolve, and the assistants and contributors will probably evolve. She'll do everything. I don't have a doubt in it at all. All right, I wanted to show you that. I have some more shlokas. Let's see. Tulasi. I got more. There's another document I have here to show the devotees. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is Adi 3. These are Advaita Acharya's meditations on before he called Gauranga down. He worships with Tulsi. So it says here, I shall worship Krishna in a purified state of mind, constantly petition him in humbleness. My name Advaita will be fitting if I'm able to induce Krishna to inaugurate the movement of the chanting of the holy name. So, Adi 3:103, well, he's thinking about how to propitiate Krishna by worship, the following verse came to his mind. This is from Gautamiya Tantram. Tulasi Dalamatrena Jalasya Chulukenava Vrinate Svanatmanam Bhaktibhyo Bhaktavatsala. Krishna is very affectionate to his devotee, sells himself to a devotee who offers himself merely a tulsi leaf and a palm of water. So it's pretty cool. And that, when you take this shloka and combine it with shloka 18 that we mentioned yesterday, Tulasi Grahanam Akritva, and Siras Arapinam Kalo Aropayanti Sarvani Shrimsi Nanamastake. This is Pundarik Tulsi Stotram. That anyone who takes the water of Tulsi, water, and put it on your head, Ganga Snanam Avabno Ti Dasa Dena Falaprada. It's the same as Ganga and giving 10 cows in charity. So this shloka is quite, Krishna sells himself to devotee who offers him a palm full, a leaf and a palm full of water. So he was offering work from Tulsi. A shloka artha charya karina bichar, Krishna ke tulsi jala deya ye jan. Tara rima shurite Krishna karina chintan, jala tulsi rasama kichu kare nahidan. This is Krishna's, Kaviraj's logic here. Advaita Acharya considered the meaning of the verse in this way, not finding any way to repay the debt he owes to one who offers him a tulsi leaf and water. Krishna thinks there's no wealth in my possessions equal to a tulsi leaf and water. Tabe atma veche kare rinara shudan etabhavi acharya kare na aradan. Krishna, the Lord, liquidates his debt by offering himself to the devotee. Considering in this way, the Acharya began worshipping the Lord. Prabhupada says that anybody can worship, can plant a tulsi plant in a little water. He says, when it says patram, this patram means tulsi leaf. Especially tulsi leaf and Ganga water offered to Krishna with devotion. He's very satisfied. Krishna is so much pleased by such devotional service, he sells himself as devotee in exchange for it. He knew this fact. He decided to call for the personality of God to descend by worshipping the Lord with tulsi leaves in the water of the Ganga. Jala Ganga Jala Tulasi Manjari Anukhan Krishna Pada Padme Bhave Kare Samarpan. Thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna, he constantly offered tulsi buds in the water from Ganga. Krishna Ahavana Kari Kari Ahunkar Emate Krishnare Karila Avatar. He appealed to Sri Krishna with loud calls and thus made it possible for Krishna to appear. Chaitanya Avatare E Mukya Hetu Bhaktara Ichaya Avatare Dharma Setu. Therefore, the principal reason for Chaitanya's descent is this appeal by Advaita Acharya. The Lord, the protector of religion, appears by the desire of his devotee. This is also the reason for the deity's installation. The Lord appears by the desires of the devotees. Then Chaitanya Charitamrita quotes this famous shloka. Always dwell in the vision, you also live in the bliss of purified. You bestow special favor to your devotees by manifesting yourself in the eternal forms in which they welcome you. This is quoted, Chaitanya Adi 3:111. This is better translation than 3:9:11. Translation is better here, and the purport of that is better. It's just the way it is. This is the Shloka Arthakai Sankshipa Sar Bhaktira Achaya Krishna Sarva Avatar. That Krishna appears in his innumerable eternal forms because of the desires of his pure devotees. Now, this is another shloka from 1037. When the gopis were looking for Krishna in the forest, Kachitulosi Kalyani Govinda Charana Priye Sahatvali Kalyar Bribra Drishta Steyati Priyochuta. The feet of Govinda are very dear. Have you seen that? A falcon walking by wearing you, encircled by swarms of bees? The gopis felt the trees and not reply because they were male, but that Tulsi, being female, would sympathize with their plight. Therefore, they talked to her. Now, this is an interesting argument I put here. Chaitanya Charitamrita Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadhyanam Samarchanam. Okay? The most exalted worship is the worship of Lord Vishnu. Greater than that is the worship of Tadhya, anything belonging to the Tadhya. Bhakti Rasamrita Sundar says that Tadhya Sevanam means Tulsi. So Bhakti Vasyata. Tulsi Seva is a new chapter of ISKCON. And then here's the shloka. Nirantara Nam Lao, right? Etta Bali Tari Nama Upadesha Kordi Uttiya Chalila Thakur Bali Hori Hori. Thus instructing about the process of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Haridas Thakur stood up and left. Then it's described, Matamuri Ekavastri Ralila Gore Rati Dina Tina Loka Nama Grahan Kordi. She shaved her head clean in accordance with the Vaishnava principles, stayed in that room wearing one cloth. Following the footsteps of her spiritual master, she began chanting the holy name of Krishna 3 lakhs a day. She chanted throughout the entire day and night. Then this is the 141, which I recommended here because these two shlokas describe what we're here for. Tosi Sevan Kari Charvaka Upavas Indriya Damono Huelo Premara Prakash. She worshipped the Tulsi plant following in the footsteps of her spiritual master. Instead of eating regularly, she chewed whatever food she received as alms. Nothing was supplied, she would fast. Eating frugally and fasting, she conquered her senses. As soon as her senses were controlled, something the love of God had appeared in her person. That's what we're here for. That's why I chose those two shlokas. It's what we're here for. More. This is Narada Muni's instructions to Mrigari. Nada tiri eka kane kutira kuriya tara age eka pindi tulasi rupiya. Leave your home and go to the river. There you should construct a small cottage. In front of the cottage, grow a tulsi plant and a raised platform. Now, tulsi kundas, what were they for? First of all, the air that flows through the tulsi plant will purify the house. First of all. Second, the smell of tulsi will purify everyone. Three, tulsi is a natural barrier. By having tulsi there, mosquitoes won't come. Four, tulsi will purify anybody that enters in the door, so arguments will be less. The mud was taken, you see the little crux in the ear? Here? They take a tulsi leaf prasadam and they stick it in their ear. So any conversation during the daytime goes over the tulsi and enters the ear, purifies that. If anybody comes and sees a tulsi plant outside the house, their tendency to argue with the inhabitants in the house will be less. So this is why they kept a tulsi kunda outside. Outside because it's worshipable. Outside because the activities of living, etc., etc., are not as sundar as outside. There are different reasons why a raised platform was done outside. Tulsi parikrama kara tulasi sevan nirantara krishna nama karaha kirtan. After planting the tulsi tree before your house, daily circumambulate the tulsi plant, serve her by giving her water and other things, and continuously chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Beginning of spiritual life. This is why I basically distribute her to anybody. Beginning of spiritual life. Anyone can go to a holy place, construct it, plant a tulsi tree, chant Hare Krishna. One can go to any part of the world, instruct people to become devotees of the Lord by following regular principles, worshiping the tulsi plant, continually chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Amitumai baho ana prataimu dine se analaybe yata khao dui jone. Narada Muni continued, every day I'll send you sufficient food for you both. You can take as much food as you want. Now, this is another neat shloka. This shloka is cool. This shloka is really good. This is describing how using tulsi for the garlands. The flowering plants like the Mandara, Kunda, Kula, Bakul, Utpala, Champakarna, Punaga, Nagakeshwar, Bakul, full of transcendental flavors, they're still conscious of the austerities performed by Tulsi. Tulsi is given special preference to the Lord to guard themselves with Tulsi leaves. Huh, pretty cool. Now this shloka here, 315.19, shows that Tulsi is the, she is the life insurance policy for the flowers. The flowers will be in the chest of the Lord if she's there. She's their guarantor. She gets their foot in the door. The flowers want to be in the Lord's neck. So if you put Tulsi with the garlands, la! There it is. You know, when you tie the garlands together, the loop, you put the Tulsi there, or you took, you know, can you stick Tulsi with a needle? I haven't found any pramanam you can't. Some people are scared. You know, so what? So go ahead and bunch them. You know, bunch them together and wrap a string around it. You know, six of one, half a dozen of another. Just use them with the garlands, please, you know. Like that. Now, this is another one. Now, 22, I forgot to paste it in. 22, it mentions that in Vaikuntha planets, the queens have faces, they're with Narayana on a pool of water. And they're offering Tulsi buds to the feet of Narayana, and Narayana has kissed them. And these queens look very beautiful because of being kissed by the Lord. It's 3:15:22. Pretty good. Now, this is another shloka I put here. That when the breeze carrying the aroma of Tulsi leaves from the toes of the personality of God into the nostrils of the sages, the experience had changed both in body and mind, even though we're attached to impersonal Brahman understanding. She changes the heart. She changes the mind of many people. So I put this there, right? Vanquished volume to symbol activity, seeing, touching the tree by pouring, offering obeisances to, pouring water, you're free from being sent to the court of Yamaraj. Someone sows a Tulsi tree somewhere, they become devoted to Lord Krishna. When Tulsi leaves are offered, the lotus feet, the full development of love of Godhead. Right. Drishti Sprishti Tathadhyata. Quoted it. I quoted it before. It's quite nice. These are just some smattering of things, you know. It's actually a smattering. That Tulsi Kavacham, you missed it. Read Chaitanya, you missed it. You missed it. It was really good. Tulsi Upanishad, really good. You missed it. You can get, take a later look at it later, but it's really good stuff. Okay. Questions now? Anybody got any questions? Okay, what is it? How can you get more information about what? The thing is this, is that I got a lot of stuff. I can give it on thumb drives and hard drives and people can look at it. The basic thing is Sanat Kumara said 50% perspiration and 50% ashraya. You work hard for her, you sweat for her, and then you take shelter of her. Those who don't will hardly understand who she is. When you think about it, there are many people that have Tulsi. Tulsi's available, we see her in the altar, we worship her one or two times a day, but people know nothing about her. How could you get information about her? You know, you can get information, but the point is taking advantage of the information. You follow my point? No, my point is this, is that you can get information. Will you learn the information? Will you apply the information? You follow me? Just because you hear something, it doesn't mean you'll do it. Just because you do something, it doesn't mean it's good for you. Abhyasanam is when your heart is convinced. When you learn something and you apply it. It's not what you're learning. It's not what you say you're going to do. It's what you're doing. Bhakti is what you're doing. I can give you information. It's not a big deal, giving information. Taking advantage of the information, that's another thing. You follow? Abhyasanam. Applying the information. That takes devotion. You follow? Information, you can give it. But taking advantage of the information, that's another thing. And even memorizing it. See, you can parrot something. It doesn't mean that you're really applying it. You know? When you actually apply something, then you get vijnana. You get realized knowledge. So like somebody like Sanat Kumara, he'll have realized knowledge. Anybody that serves her, they start to get realized knowledge. Just like I was telling you the story when I was watering her, and I was lamenting that the water from her roots was flowing into the drain, and I thought this water must be non-different from the Ganga. Now I have the proof. If you have water that flow from Tulsi, or water that you have, you take ordinary water, you put a leaf in it, if you bathe in it, probably like bucket showers a lot. It's not different from Ganga. Now I have the Sanskrit to prove it. So it's, but the thing is, this is taking shelter of it. The problem is that she's everywhere available and we don't take shelter enough of her. That's the problem. Information is easy to get. Abhyasanam is another thing. Some devotees, they're so happy to take it. Who's going to actually? Shiksha Anusara Vardma. Following the association, say whatever seminar that happens in Radha Desh or anything, it is actually Shiksha Anusara Vardma. When you take the essence of that instruction and you apply it, then you have that association of that sadhu 24/7. It's by abhyasana, by application. Otherwise, the information simply goes through one ear and out the other. You actually have to get off your rear and get moving. And then, even if you're a simple-hearted person, like I'll tell you the story in Vancouver, Rohita. He's a coward boy from Calgary. He's 62 years old. He's a coward boy. I asked her, when you serve her, do you chant any prayers to her? I'm not very scholarly. She puts me to work. In the wintertime, he said, she'll wake me up at 1 o'clock in the morning and said, hey, one of my heaters, construction heaters, is not working. Please take a bath, come in, fix it. She wakes him up and puts him to work. He said, if I walk into her greenhouse, then the minute she put me to dirt, fluffing her dirt, taking care of the bugs, I can't chant my rounds peacefully. I want to chant her rounds. I got to go around her, outside of her greenhouse, and just circumambulate. Then I'll chant my rounds. He said, she puts me to work, you know. Basically, she does that. She just puts me to work, he said. I'm not a scholar. She puts me to work. But basically, it's not exclusivity. She'll put anybody to work. You just have to do some service to her. And she becomes enlightened to put to the work. And those persons who are put to work by her, they'll start to get realization. She'll purify them. Then they can start to memorize. You see? You follow my point. You can have information, but taking advantage of it means to get off your rear and do something for it. Then all of a sudden, the ocean of knowledge starts to become open. She opens doors that you never saw before. Bhakti Chaitanya Karani means the cause of devotional mood. Sarva So Bhagya Vardhani. Anybody's good fortune is increased by her. People what? Yeah, people want to get benefits. There's no free lunch. They want to get benefits and they want it fast and they want it free. And that's the problem. There's no free lunch anywhere, you know? If somebody gives you a free lunch, where's the strings attached? You know what I mean? What are they trying to do? You know? Sadhus, we were surprised when they first came in. You know, like the Prabhupada said, that you take one step toward Krishna, he'll take 10 steps towards you. And I remember as a 15-year-old kid that, what? Nobody likes everybody. Everybody just tolerates our existence. What? He's going to take 10 steps to a jerk like me? How quaint, how charming, how quaint. You know, how satisfying. The essence is that Krishna has a relationship with every one of us. And so does his wife. You want to get through somebody, you go through their wife. It's smart. You know, like you want to get a hold of somebody, you write their mobile phone number down. In the waiting time, they're just fried. They want to turn off the world and have their own privacy. You call their wife. She don't turn her mobile on. You know, I'm looking for the guy. You know where in the hell he is? Hey, XYZ's looking for you. Here he is. Simple stuff. She opens doors for any devotee. Any good fortune that ever happened to me will probably ever happen in the future is because of her. I have to think about it. She opens doors that you never believed in. All you have to do is just take a few steps toward her, and she'll grab you. Then gradually, even simple-hearted people, doesn't matter. It says, "Striyo vaishas tatapare, kalyani sukham sarve, striyo vaishas tatapare." Pundarik Shloka says that even simple-hearted people, like merchants, women, she makes them happy. So yeah! There was one boy in Soho Street told me, "I'm depressed lately." "Oh, you're going through some period. Just go associate with her. She'll patch you up, you know." She'll take care of you, patch you up, and remove any obstacle. Buddha Dvara Graha Samudra Bhava Bhiki Najam. The Sringadeva will destroy it. And it said that, it mentions, she destroys the original disease of her mentality, Adi Vyadi, Haro Nityam. She destroys original diseases. It also mentions that Tulsi Rani destroys Dusvapna National Diet, Sevita Tvam. She destroys bad dreams, and she gives Sukhswapna. I had the experience when I was a kid. I was 17 years old in a Tulsi greenhouse in the middle of the winter. And all of a sudden, I had this Sukhswapna. And I opened my eyes and realized it was her leaves. She was the cause. Who was protecting who? We were serving her. It was, you know, just in case something happens in the middle of the flipping winter. My God, Brother Balabhanti must be 70 now, you know? He's in Jacksonville, but he was the president in Atlanta at the time. Put a brahmachari every night, he takes his greenhouse. Wow. And the brahmachari actually is nothing but ghosts. They sit on your chest. You're lucky if you got 4 hours of sleep. At least they had 20 guys in there. Every night, two or three guys got hit by the ghost, for sure. But in Tulsi greenhouse, there's no ghost. Not only no ghost, but you got Sukhswap. Wait a minute. That's when I first got the experience about her china. How powerful is her shade? Amazing. She is really game-changing. Suppose I see that this light, okay? Now the light, the shadow coming off the light hits a Tulsi plant, and you sit in that shadow, your japa will probably be a lot better. I've noticed in Mayapur that some of your concentration, everything is better. Maybe 70-80% better? Great. No one loses by going to her greenhouse, sitting with her, reading Shastra with her, chanting with her. Yeah. But in order to do it, you make some plan. I would say, what is a good plan? Is you have somebody go to the local greenhouses where they're growing stuff for money. What lighting system do you use? You know? What would you recommend? You know, like that, you follow. Then you get somebody who's going to get off their rear and start doing fundraising for her, start organizing different people, start setting something up. Then those persons who take shelter of her, then they'll get something out of it. You follow? They'll start applying something. Something will crack their brain. Because one girl, when they asked me yesterday, how do you memorize something? How do you memorize something? Necessity is the mother of invention. You got to have it. That's the idea of memorizing something. It's cool. I like it. It turns your brain. You got to have it. You cry out to Krishna. Krishna says, sure, take it now. Yeah. And one guy said, come on, look, I smoke so much marijuana and hashes and my brains are cooked. Oh, that means you got to date a little more. Great. Come on, you think Krishna doesn't know that? You think Lord Shiva doesn't know that? You don't think they can't give you nothing? Sure you can. Excuses are like, you know, my God, Brother Urjaswati, he must be like in his 65. I ran into him in Dallas. Hilarious guy. He was the temple commander in Los Angeles in 1975. You know, they're running around trying to get the temple stuff done, right? And he said, come on, these guys, excuses are like elbows. Everyone's got two. These guys are so damn puffed up, they got four excuses. He was a hilarious guy. Urjaswati is hilarious, man. The guy was a really, you know, security guy. He was a security guy, temple commander. Very loving, very friendly, very strict. We got bikers away. You know, people that were thought he was packing a pistol and would scare him away. He did a lot of neat stuff. Urjaswat was far out. He was far out. But it's something, you see, these are something. Necessity is the mother of invention. You need it, you'll learn it. So anybody can do it. Anybody can love her, and she'll just grab it. We just have to get off your rear and do something substantial for her. And when you start to serve her, she'll drag you in. She'll purify you, and all of a sudden, any glories about her become very attractive to you, and you start memorizing them, and you start singing them. Pundari Tosi Stotra is cool. You know, Padma Purana Srishtikanda is cool. The Tosi Upanishad is good. Tosi Kavacham is good. So all these Tosi Shlokas are cool. Start learning them, start singing them to her. Their whole world changes. Amazing. Basically, that's what it is. That's not it.
What is the difference between
the Tulsi and the Tulsi Purana? The Vaiva Murti is Tulsi Nriloke. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the seventh shloka of Vrinda Devastakam, it says, her form in the world of man is the Tulsi plant. So it's not different, but it's just her form. It's her form, how she's manifesting herself to give a living entity opportunities to render her service. There's no difference between the Gopi Vrindadevi, the Tulsi plant, and the mentally manifested Tulsi in the mind of Vrindadevi, in the mind of the devotee. They're all non-different. You know? Purified mind of the devotee, thinking of her, non-different. You know? But in the world of men, she's manifested that right there. It appears to be, at least in Boma Vrindavan, it's simultaneous. At least in Vaikuntha. According to 3.15.22, the queens in Vaikuntha are offering Narayana Tulsi buds. So she's there in Vaikuntha, for sure. Tulsi is there in Vaikuntha, for sure. The Gopi Vrindadevi, simultaneous. Let's see if I find some other shloka somewhere about Tulsi plant and Golok. It looks like this one here could be construed to be, you know, Boma Vrindava. That shloka, that was third canto, 10th canto, chapter 37, Kachit Tulsi Kalyani Govinda Charana Priye. It looks like that's Boma Vrindava. It doesn't look like that's Goloka Vrindava. It looks like it's Boma. Because why? Because in Boma Vrindavan, Krishna separates himself from his devotees. There is Vyoga. Krishna is separated. Whereas in Goloka, Krishna is never separated. He's always with his devotees. And he told the gopis that we can never be separated at any time in a letter that delivered by Uddhava. By simply by remembering our activities together, we're together. We will never be separated from each other at any time. Like that. But externally, they're separated. That's called Vipralamba. Externally you're separated, but actually you're not. The whole tripod, the whole ekapad vibhuti, the material world, one quarter of the material world is within the spiritual kingdom. So in one sense we're not separate at any time. But it's just apparent separation. And if it appears to be separate, in the second canto it said, then it's Maya. No one to be my illusory energy. That illusion which appears to be in darkness. It's just apparent. It's not real. It just looks like it's real. Very convincing. It's a very convincing illusion. The Maya Mohita makes a very, very convincing illusion. You're actually not separate. Krishna's with you every time. Tulsi Rani is there when you think of her. You know? That's why that shloka was there from the Vaya Purana. If Tulsi is not available, you touch a Tulsi stick as an offering of Tulsi, or you meditate on her. She's not separate at any moment. When she's separate from you, it's because you're not thinking of her. That's the problem. It's our problem, not hers. Yeah, the deity form is there. Prabhupada gave the Tulsi plant for the world of men. The deity was given, and then Vrindakund, the deity was there because Baba Madhava Das had established the temple in the hand of the golden devotees. So we're serving them in the deity form there. But it's nowhere else it is gone, really. They did it in Scotland, but that's was not really done by. It was done by the devotees outside of Iskand, wasn't it? Yeah. Some devotees think that we can worship the picture of Tulsi Devi. If you're a traveling salesman that's constantly on the move, then maybe. Otherwise, it's basically a cop-out. These guys, they don't want to get off the rear and serve it. You know? They don't want to get off the rear and serve it. It's an excuse. It's a cop-out. Worshipping a Tulsi picture for somebody that could get off their rear and practically serve her is a cop-out. Basically, it's a cop-out. They're trying to... It's an excuse for laziness. I'm not going to give it to you. But at the same time, you see, there's so many places around our movement, isn't it? They got Tulsi plants and they don't know nothing what's going on with it. They don't know nothing. And she is really accorded probably one of the lowest priorities in this country. They always give her to the, you know, they give her to some girl who doesn't know beans about it. You know, like that. And so it was very funny. I think what was the last girl that was there? Oh, she went back to Argentina to find Mr. Wright. You know? Did she train you up before she left? Nope. Well, you got to reinvent the wheel all over again, you know, poor girl. Train her up. And how long is she going to be? Before you, if you're going to leave, you make sure you train the next person's really good. I told that girl, make sure you train the next person's really good. And training should be something in your blood. It's just, you can always improve it. It was the way cooking was in the days. They don't need you, man. You better do that service really good because they don't need you, you know? Cooking was, we weren't stopping until it was stolen. Like, even the feast day, like today, I took every preparation I could, like, I was simply thinking of different ways it could be improved. It's the way your head's screwed on. My head was screwed on like that 40 years ago. Cooking meant, if it's not stolen, get back in the kitchen. You know, the preparation was not good until it was stolen. When it was, nobody knew where it went. It was completely gone. In the deity kitchen, it's gone. That was the gold medal. When it was stolen, that was the gold medal. If it's not stolen, get back to work. If it's so desirable, it was stolen. That was cooking. And if it was not stolen, that was the silver medal. You can still improve it. Why didn't they steal it? It wasn't that good. And the bronze medal is you made it for the Sunday feast and it's gone. Nothing for the stragglers. Because every cook worth their salt knows fasties. You give me 10 people that need prasadam, I'll give it to them in 15 minutes. You know? They know fasties. Every cook worth their salt knows fasties. Yeah. You just tell me how many people need something. I'll put it together in 10, 15, 20 minutes. So you're ready. You just hold the people in bay, you know. And you just... So when the preparation is finished, that was the bronze medal. And if it's left over, what the hell did you do? Why is it left over? You know, preparation left over, rice left over. No, it's not that. That was called the booby prize, you know. It was the way we did. We cooked for our blood. Sangatan preaching was like something we did extra. But we were pujaris or cooks because we loved it. It was in our blood. Mm-hmm. You know, and we had a click. We had a click. You know, like you would eat with all the other cooks. And they would just cross, you know, reverse engineer it left, right, and center. And then the person, we would serve the person who cooked it. And we would ask them, what did you think about our feedback? These were the days before recipes, you know, before online recipes and stuff. You had your notebook, man. And then they would say, could you improve it any further? And if he presented something, you don't want the string, tie it tight. Then, here, see, look at this thing that's hanging down like this. Just pack it. See, what they do with the deities beside them. See, you just pack the heck out of it. Yeah, so you just pack it. Yeah, see, pack it, now tie it up. That's a garland, you know? You tie it up. Stupid string. String reminds me of a Marathi garland from Bombay. You know, they got a half an inch of string and a half of a marigold, another half an inch of a string. Yeah. String is fine.
The birds taking it.
Okay. Thank you for your question. Yes, Mother?
Is it okay if people who don't follow principles?
Yeah.
And also...
Now, the thing is this. You gotta see, the thing is that it's gonna be local policy, you follow? Prabhupada said to give them seeds. If they sprout, who are we to tell her no? Okay? We have to give them a Tulsi e-book. Now, yukta means spiritual. Yukta means pious. The Punyavan. They're nice people, nah. They got a nice mentality. I don't think we should give her to turkeys. People that are demoniac mentality. No. At the same time, Arjuna Tvam Sarasarai, she was worshipped by the demigods and the demons. So, we don't want to be responsible for them getting her. If they're of the demonic mentality, of an exploited mentality. At the same time, if they're determined to get her, they will. Can you stop them? No. Then Vishnu Dharmotara says, if they have Tulsi neck beads of people of questionable character, the Yamadutas will not approach them. We quoted the shloka there in the Tulsi Upanishad, in the purport. So yeah, Vishnu Dharmotara says that if they're a questionable character, you can give them. Now the question is that how pious do they got to be? Well, I asked one sannyasi friend of mine, Giri Raj Maharaj, I was asking this. In 1971, Prabhupada, when he was the president of Bombay, Prabhupada had said, give them seats. What would be your criteria? Tatra Adhikara. And if they're chanting eight rounds and following the four regular principles, I'd give them seats. Sananda Kumar said, look, if they're chanting one round and they're real good and you come into the temple, I'd give them a Tulsi seat. You know? So, I'm still waiting. If I find in the Sanskrit, Tatra Adhikara, what are the qualifications? Then my discrimination will be honed a little bit. Right now, it's basically anybody and everybody. It's got a good heart. Anybody that's willing to get off their ass and do something for her, anybody that's ready to get a lamp for her, you know, they've got a good heart, yeah, they should serve her, you know. Basically, it should get a good layup. Now, the lamp should be close, not far away. The lamp should be close, you know. That's why I'm saying, the botanical garden, let the greenhouse guys that are making money. Or even the devotees can go visit them. If they're not going to come here, let the devotees go and visit them. You go and visit a garden making money? You know, greenhouse making money. What does this setup look like? Huh. Now extrapolate that to here. Then you get an idea how you should change your life system. You know? Or you get one of those guys, you know, can you come out after work, you know, can you drop by and visit, we'll give you a plate of prasadam in our restaurant, and you know what I mean. Scratch their back, you know. Come and bless us. Scratch your back, you know. Give us some advice, what do you think? You know, it's like that, you follow. Because these people are cool. You get a problem with your plant, oh man, you run to your botanical garden, these guys, hey Jack, what do? Do this, that, the other thing. Can you send me a snap of that leaf, you know, on your mobile phone? Send a snap to me, over to me. You know, you send him an MMS to him, you know, like that. Of this leaf, a photograph. Ah! That's this deficiency, that deficiency, do this, that, the other thing, you know. That's what it is. See? And when it was very funny, when in Soho Street, when dirt is dead, bugs are there, he goes, oh, come on, she does it all the time. What are you talking about? It's female psychology. Come on, you know when the Bollywood flicks the girl, that does a trauma like she's weak or something. She wants the boy to work for her, you know? Put her to work, nah? she does it all the time, you know? And that was neat. I go, that's a neat realization. You got anything more? Uh-huh. 50% perspiration, 50% ashraya. They're not ready to work for her. They will never know who she is. Man, I thought, that is big. What a wonderful vigyana. What a wonderful realization. I'll probably find the Sanskrit to approve that. That was such a nice realization. I liked it so much. I thought, I'll probably find the Sanskrit to prove it. I mean, it was so crystal clear to me. I really liked it. But now I'll deeply look for the Sanskrit to prove his statement. And naturally, when I get it, I'll say, Sananda Kumar, here is the Sanskrit. Here's the Sanskrit that proves your statement. You know, he'll like it, of course, you know. It'll solidify his realizations too. You know, it's good. Yeah, see, you can't stop people. You don't want to be responsible for giving Tulsi to a jerk. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we have to be compassionate. We're all jerks. We all took birth in this material world. You follow? So all of us are fallen. It's a question of how much. Why should we get mercy and nobody else? You follow me? So we have to be, at the same time, we cannot allow her to be exploited. We should not allow her to be exploited. It means that if you're going to give a seed to somebody, better, you know, better give them a Tulsi book. Like the e-books or something. I'm going to work with Patrick another thing to boost his book. I don't know how fast is he going to get the upgrade. I can't say. Naturally, I'm going to be working with him on that. But how fast is he going to give the upgrade of it, you know? But it's something to think about, you know? It's something to think about. You got 10 minutes left. Yes, Mother?
What happens if she does? I mean, if not wanting to hurt her, but because of ignorance of taking...
Yeah. So what's the question?
So what is the reaction of a person?
Never found it. Sorry. I haven't found any reaction. Is there any reaction if she dies? No, I haven't found it yet in Sanskrit. I haven't found it anywhere. What's clear about it is, it said there in that Tulsi Upanishad, it said, Avriksha, Vriksha Rupa Si. She is manifested both as the plant and not the plant at the same time. She's basically, the Tulsi left because of our stupidity. 99% of the time, it was, what happened? It was overwatering. What happened? We didn't have a lamp. Her immune system was down. We didn't have a lamp. We watered her to death. She left. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. What do? Go to the botanical garden, rectify the problem, and go forward. When a girl looked at me and said, I had a plant that died and now I'm scared now. Come on, lady. I said, you know, suppose a girl had a miscarriage. She's embarrassed now. She'll never get pregnant in her life again. Her husband lost a job in the market. He'll never go in the job market and get a job again. Of course he will now. Learn what you did wrong, go forward. That's the basic thing. I didn't find that it's operata. You follow me? Basically, it's stupidity. But fortunately for us, that she's not dependent upon our stupidity. I was meditating on that. Because after one generation or two generations, even if you have knowledge about her, ignorance is going to prevail in one generation or two generations. And they have the saying, the British proverb is this, that a man convinced against his will retains the same opinion still. So you cannot cram what you want down people's throat. Even if it's good intentions. If they don't like it, they just won't accept it. You follow? But the amazing thing about it is that she wants to help them anyway. So she basically is tolerating a lot of their stupidity. If they don't have a light, if they don't treat her kind, she's going to tolerate it anyway. Until she leaves that party. You know, is it offensive? Breaking a branch is offensive, but leaving the body, I didn't get any pramana yet. I didn't get any Sanskrit pramana to prove that it's offensive, or what will be the reaction, or get into that. If I get Sanskrit, then I'll say, that's interesting. And then if I wait and I get more Sanskrit, then my opinion will change. You follow me? One pramana is interesting. Two pramanams is more interesting, but it won't change your world. Three pramanams, you start thinking that, am I missing something? And four pramanams is get off your ass and stop thinking about it and start doing something. When you see four Sanskrit pramanams, it's stop thinking, start doing, you know? Like when I saw this one here, when Shiva says, Kim Bhone Tena, what is the use of talking more about it? Kimartam Bahunoktena. What is the use of talking? What would the benefit be of talking more about it? When I saw that line, I thought, this Tulsi Kavacham is big. It's time to distribute it to other devotees. So that's why I insisted on it. And Shiva said that to Skanda, there's no use to talking about this any further. Whatever you want, you can get this from her.
My dad. When he said that, I thought, that's the end of the argument. I'm sorry, Kay. I'm gonna start moving now. I thought, it's time to learn this stotram. It's time to get off the rear and get moving, you know? So action is really good. It doesn't matter you're a simple-hearted person. She makes people happy. She's a vicious wife is not a poor girl. She'll help you bankroll. If you got to revamp, suppose you got to revamp her house, okay? Right? It's going to cost something. You make a budget, you talk to Chaitanya. You make a budget, right? You go down. What is the alternative now? You're looking to greenhouse kits, something. You know, I mean, you figure it out. What would be the alternative? Can we fix it up? You got to talk to a man in construction. Can you fix it up? Put double pane glass? Make it more, you know, insulated for the winter or something. Change the light system. How much the whole thing going to cost? Could it cost this much? How much would it cost to tear the whole damn thing down and start again from scratch? You follow? That's one budget, okay? Then there's another thing. How much is it going to cost to fix the present thing up? You know, like that. So you're not giving me, and then you throw it to the committee, and then discuss it with the committee, and then you fundraise it, and this and that, and you get off your ass and do it. The bottom line is that somebody's got to get off their rear and get cracking. You follow? And then the rules will do that, then wham, all of a sudden, her glories will start to become manifest in the heart more and more. You know? And it's like that. You'll be able to memorize a lot more. It's cool stuff. Or other people, even if you're not. You know, like Rohita. He's a Shudra type. He's just a coward boy. He says, I'm not a scholar. She puts me to work. She just grabs him and puts him to work. She wakes him up in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning. Come in the middle, fix, take a bath and fix my heel, it's broken. She calls him. She just demands him to come and become there. You know, it's an arrangement. You can understand. She has accepted him as her child. And she's just calling him, putting him to work. And it's a lovely thing. She has accepted him. She has grabbed him. And you don't have to be a scholar to be accepted by the Guru as your servant. You just have to get off your rear and get working. It's what Sananda Kumar said, 50% perspiration. You have to be ready to work. Another thing is that we have to empower people and give them the right thing. So I was talking to my disciple, I said, you've got to have home altars made out of local construction items, anywhere you can get them. And then that expandable, as the Tulsi grows, it's expandable. And put a good map. I'm talking about Halliday from the beginning. Because if you got a Halliday from the beginning, see, if you want to, people are chintzy and you give them a compact fluorescent lamp. CFL, compact fluorescent lamps for the small ones. But the problem is that people are lazy. They're not going to expand the lamp as she gets bigger. Mm-hmm. Unless you're running a light shaft. You know what I mean? Like that. Most people are lazy. Better they spend money the first time and do it right. Then later on they can do it. No. Yeah, this is a delicate point. Who to give Tulsi to? We have to give it to pious people. Sometimes some devotees, they actually grow a lot of Tulsi purposely because they want to distribute it to other people. Other people, other temples are very scared about giving Tulsi to anybody. You know? Then for those people, Prabhupada said, give them seeds. If she sprouts, who are we to tell her no? Yes? What's your question?
So if you have like a seed into a pot, do you think somebody gives
seed gift
to put a
child
on it or
less? Yep. When she sprouts. It takes 3 to 5 days for the seed to sprout in the dirt. 3 to 5 days. And then after that, yeah, you start giving her a lamb. Yeah, you're spraying her up with some like mist. It's described in tomorrow we'll get into it with Ishana's Devi Dasi's things. He describes how to do it. And also Patrika describes it in his Tulsi book, e-book. I got these e-books to throw people. But I like his e-book better than hers. But I'm definitely going to start patching things to him. You know, to try to improve it. Try to improve it to people. Yes? Yes, brother?
Suggestion is that we remove this the pasta.
The base of pasta priya?
Yeah.
Yeah, pasta priya should go to another place.
Yeah,
to the other greenhouse, yeah. And not that they're not that they should be allowed to freeze in the winter, but probably 3 times a 10. Another idea I had was wherever the kitchen is, why don't we have a half moon greenhouse right outside the kitchen door? For an herb garden for the cooks, yeah, you know. And it turns out if you got 7 months of growing, really, then the greenhouse will give you 1.5 before and 1.5 after, roughly. Okay? You'll get, if you get 10, then after 1 or 2 years of trying it, you could try for ginger. Ginger takes 10 months to grow. Turmeric, same family. Ginger and turmeric, same family, 10 months. Lovely stuff, man. Oh, if you take a finger of turmeric every day, your immune system is like shot. Yeah, so yeah, about at least I'd say 1/3, if not more. You got a lot of basil there. I don't know if it's 1/5. I don't know if it's 1/2. Vigna Perega. We'll believe it when we see it. We'll have to start taking them outside. Then we'll see what's left over. But definitely, it's definitely basil. Definitely basil. It was so funny. There was a god sister who wrote Prabhupada letter. I can't believe it. I waste so much time. I said, no, she's Baba Grahi. She's, you know, she probably blessed you, but don't worship the basil further. You know? That's a benefit. You know, you try your best, but don't worship the basil further. Now, another thing is, this temple's got a lot of basil now. Then maybe you should use it. You know, you stick it on the other side of the restaurant, kitchen, or sake, you know? You should have another greenhouse made, another half-moon greenhouse. Stick them in there, yeah. You know? Perfect. Herb gardens are great for the cooks. They should have fast access to it. Pasta Priya, go ahead.
I have a question, Maharaj. In Kathmandu, Nepal, they have this tulasi grows in a very cold climate and in a very difficult environment. And it has a very strong taste. Wouldn't it be a good idea to grow it in this kind of climate here, also in Europe? Because the tulasi survives even outside. I was surprised. It was very cold even for me there. It was like in January. And the tulasi was growing like anything.
We'll have to yak with Patri. Patri works there in Kathmandu. He works in Kathmandu. He's studying in Kathmandu. He's a Ukrainian disciple of Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj. He's fluent in Hindi, he's fluent in Bengali, and he's fluent in Nepali. That's why he got his visa, because he's gone to the university of Nepal. University. But if it's totally like that, I'll yak with him. You may even ask me about it. Could do. Yeah, no harm. Tulsi is basically, she really adapts herself well according to the climate. It's really funny. Komarupa was telling this funny story. He went to Mansarovar, the other side of the Yamuna. Mad side, the other side of the Yamuna from Vrindavan City. Okay? And he met in the forest a Baba, who was a Digambari Baba. You know, basically they're closed by the four directions. Okay? Let's start. Okay? Now, how did you do that? The first year must have been tough. The first year was definitely tough. But your skin becomes thick like a piece of leather. So the blood vessels go, you know, inside more. So you can, you know, you stay warm in the room. What was your realization about this thing? Tulsi Rani, do they clothe her in the middle of the winter? And she serves Krishna with body, mind, and heart. That was an interesting, you know, interesting idea. That basically she'd done severe austerities to attain Lord Narayan as her husband. And she can approve anybody's austerities. Whatever they've done is nothing compared to what she's done. You know? So she can help anybody. You know, yeah. It doesn't give us a right. But like you said, you know, maybe it's a little taller, you know, can tolerate a lot. So we'll write about it. We'll see. We'll see what the characteristics are. Mm-hmm.
What is a good time? Yeah. Good plan?
What about it?
Which is a good time?
If you're keeping her inside, if it's warm, any time is good. It's recommended, a lot of it recommended to do it in the summertime, but, you know, naturally. But if your area as far as warm, then any time is fine. What is really recommended for households, transplanter on a Friday. This way, if you mess the root ball up in the transplanter, the root ball, suppose she's pot bound in a pot. If you remove one third of that dirt, that's called messing the root ball up. Okay? Then you have to put root tone, which like rose plants, to make them expand the roots. And you spray her off with Wilt-Proof, which is a milky white substance, to stop her from dehydrating in the stem and the leaves. You have to spray her off 5 times a day and keep her in the dark for 2 days. Then introduce her to indirect light, and the next day go back into the lights. You see? So this is why a weekend is good, because you got Friday, and you got Saturday, and you got Sunday, and on Monday you can put her back in the lights, practically by Monday. You know? That's if you messed her up. If you didn't mess up the root ball, 1 day in indirect light, and 1 day in back in the lights would be sufficient. The weekend's fine for most people. You know, the weekend is fine for most people. Kamadai Kadasi is also recommended. And Kamadai Kadasi is especially recommended to transplant tosin on that day. And Kamadai Kadasi. But otherwise, it can be any time. It can be any time. Any other questions now? Any other questions now? Boy, I want to tell all the stragglers, you blew it. We had fun. The Tosi Upanishad was great. Tosi Kavacham was neat. The latecomers really blew it. We had a lot of fun. Ah, we'll pass it out. Of course, we'll pass it out. We'll get it, then we'll get it and pass it out. But I said, those who get off their rear and start working for her, those are the people who will probably appreciate her glories a lot more. And her glories will probably penetrate the heart a lot more. If you don't work for her, you'll hardly know who she is. So that's... But because she gives liberation probably faster and more effective than anybody else, therefore I recommend her for everybody. It's like for the kids, you know, we tell them, the legalized brothers like this fellow, you know, like that. We tell them, yeah, just make your child a pure devotee of Tulsi Ram. It'll be their last birth. The parents like that. But what they don't know is that they got to be a pure devotee of Tulsi Ram in order to teach the child, you know? Right. So you get the child, you get the parents. Yeah. That's the idea. You get the kid, you get the parents. It's a good idea. But it's a big thing, you know? Basically, the person that actually gets off their rear and serves her in their home or in the temple, they're the ones that are probably going to get the most glories of Tulsi Ram and will penetrate their hearts the most day. The better, the most better. That's practical speaking. You know? Any other questions now? Once a day, Prabhupada said, you know, is it difficult to give her a lamp?
No, I'm just asking.
To give a lamp or an incense stick? Sometimes if people give a half an incense stick, is that a trick? You know what I mean? It's not a difficulty. It's not difficult to do it in your own house. At least once a day to offer her something. But the thing about it is, it's more than just that. When you actually work for her, like I showed from the Tulsi stuff up, Praname Tulasim Devim Sagaro Kramanamakritam Kutakarya Purishas Cha Hanuman Punaradha. That if you circumambulate her and you go do your work, you come back successful and happy by her grace. Everybody's got some job to do. You know, you circumambulate her operations, go do your work. She'll make sure you do it good. And you'll come back successful.
I would like to use the word serving her. So for me, when I do this, you do don't you say in many ways.
Everything is depending. You see, everything, how the householders are going to serve her depends on their budget. I've seen the most kacha, the most unripe, crude facility for her in Ukraine. One temple had it. Those brahmacharis were taking care of her. They were doing austerity preaching. But they didn't have much money for it. They had an old Soviet lamp, and they had old 5mm plastic, and they had a little tiny table, and they had a little tiny heater on it, and it was keeping her warm, and they had a thermometer in there. She was going perfectly happy in there, you know. Didn't have to have a lot of money, just have to have a half a brain. You know? Really. As long as, and I was shocked. Look how crude it is. But that's what the temperature was like. And she was growing old, you know, and they had love for her, and they were taking care of her, and she was doing good, you know. But I was shocked about it when I saw photographs of it. When I saw photographs and I saw it, it was really crude. So I thought, wow, that's great. Which means what we need to do is you need to have different greenhouse designs for her, according to budget. Whatever a householders can do, you know. The bottom line is the same. Serve her. And then take shots of her. And then the whole life changes. It'll be great. It can be done incrementally. You can, there's different greenhouse designs you can do. Basically, the bottom, the taking shelter is the bottom one you have to do. You take shelter of her. She changes your life. Opens doors and will close. She does amazing things. Amazing stuff. Better than anything I've ever seen in devotional life. She's amazing. Well, Bhakti Chaitanya Karani, the cause of devotional mood. Sarva so Bhagyavardhani, everybody's good fortune is increased by her, irregardless of what it is. And then you can say, this Tulsi Kavachar was cool, that whatever is in your heart, whatever you need in your heart, you can get from her. That was cool, for the Tulsi Kavachar was quite clear. But there's no free lunch. You have to serve. And by serving her, you start to get realization what that service means. And then all of a sudden, she'll expand her borders. And it was amazing. A lot of stuff we learned in the 70s. You didn't know. You don't have to know Sanskrit for her to tell you something that's good. But now I'm starting to get the Sanskrit to prove what she told me, inferred in the heart in the 70s, in the 80s when I was serving her. You know, when you were a young puppy, you had some energy, you know, and you did something. And all of a sudden, now I'm starting to get the Sanskrit food. My understanding was, if you know Sanskrit, you don't know Sanskrit. It doesn't stop her. If she wants to be merciful, it doesn't stop her at all. Yeah, so we should give everybody a chance to get that mercy. It's not exclusivity. Well, of course, in Sanskrit, Mangundaka Upanishad, Yamavaisate Vrinate Tena Labhyas, Tasya Isa Atma, Vivrinate Tulam Shram, Tasya Isa Atma. Krishna will choose a specific person. Then he'll reveal himself. But basically, that basically shows that bhakti is kind of partial. Krishna has to show somebody. Krishna has to choose somebody. At the same time, I've seen that it's not so exclusive of her. She basically grabs anybody that she likes, and she makes them fit. Therefore, Pundarik says that a worshipable personality is nothing better than her. Because of her, the people become purified. She awards them Vishnu Sunday and tons of divine things. She grabs a lot of people. Krishna may be a little bit choosy sometimes. Who would he give mercy to? Like in the nectar of book distribution? Goidas said, these people, they couldn't be further away from Krishna than if they wanted. So it's really the compassion of a devotee that makes a person change. You know? She was saying, it's pretty good. But as far, I haven't seen anybody like her. She just grabs anybody. If they got a half of a heart and a half of a brain, oh, Rani will grab them. And she'll make some excuse, she'll grab them, and then everything will become great. I personally think that we should give that opportunity to everybody. No harm giving them a seat. Are they going to get a lamp? You know, are they going to start doing something? If they say they will, then if the devotees say that they will, then yeah. But the difficulty is, even suppose I don't give them a seat. All right, let's just say. If they're destined to get a seed or they're destined to get a tulsi plant, they will. Because that's also in Hindu Pradesh. Whatever is destined to happen will happen. It cannot be otherwise. You know? It just means that if somebody didn't get it, then they think, well, maybe I don't deserve it now. Maybe I could work harder and deserve it later. You know, like that. Different ways of thinking about it. But there are many ways to get tulsi. You can get tulsi seeds from the net. You know, like that. You can get tulsi plants from different places. Somebody would tell me, I think yesterday, somebody, you can get tulsi plants in different places, right? Yeah. Hey, if the lawyers don't give it to them, if they want it, they can get it. You know? All right, that's why we distribute seeds. We distribute seeds to them, and if they take shelter of her, if they're going to give her a life and give her a facility, maybe she'll appear to them. And all the holy places will take shelter of where her own roots, and all the holy places will take shelter of that devotee's house. Ooh. And all of a sudden, 6 months later, wham, that devotee's coming to the temple a lot more, playing a lot more service. Ooh, they're shining, chanting a lot more devotion. Why? She turned them around. That's why. It's a really good bhakti program. It's a great bhakti ritual program. You're changing people's hearts by letting her work her magic. That's what it is. Therefore, I don't care. Brand new people, sure. But tell them all about her. I don't have a problem with that. Tell them brand new people. They don't know nothing about Krishna consciousness. Hardly know nothing about it. Sure. Now when I saw that in the end of the purple, one devotee, I'm going to have to patch it to him in an email now. Because he was thinking, Tulsi Seva is not really good for new people. Not really appropriate for new people. I'm going to patch the end of the purple. I just saw a purple in the shlokas that I was just showing. I just saw a purport. I copied that, patching the same thing. Prabhupada saved anybody. She can help anybody. Right there in the purport. A little bit, you know, that's definitely convincing. Lisa, it is Prabhupada. All right, Hare Krishna. Tomorrow is the e-books. I got two e-books and questions and answers about practicals. Let's see if we can get more. Hey, we got your time. Anybody around is a good computer hacker cracker. Because maybe they can help me find some more lamps and other stuff online. Not some local, sites online. Any devotee you can send me online? Who's like that? Who's good at the web? You know, like that, finding stuff. You know?
Is he here?
Is your husband
here? He's not here, he's traveling?
No, he came back today from UK, but he does not know.
Well, it is that I'm trying to find some local website for local labs and local, you know, local horticultural center on the web to find something.
She's not
French.
Oh, she's not speaking French.
Huh?
Yeah, she's not speaking French.
He doesn't know any French, so he can't help you find some sites. Looks like the problem is that with the Benelux, you're talking about either French or Dutch. Right? You got Dutch sites or you got French sites, right? Yes. Those are the local stuff. So that means that the person that you give me has to be one of those persons who knows something. Everybody can, you know, surf the web a little bit. The question is how much, you know?